Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
What do you mean?
You missed Fish all the 80s Wanda? Movies?
I did miss a lot of 80s movies.
Oh, that was the
My dad
shit.
Was making me watch all that stuff. So
yeah. I'm trying to, my dad was only into, like, you know, like the big Rockies. Like those big ones. I call it Star Wars. I called all those.
Yeah. Oh, the majors? Yeah. Man, look at them, man.
Rambo.
Fish. Rambles, of course. I seen all those as a kid.
Oh, they 16 said
Happy Candles.
Birthday, Tony.
Oh,
I never
thanks,
seen 16
yo.
Candles.
No, 16 Candles.
Right. I never 46. Seen
16 Candles was in 80s, though, was it?
Who? Yeah, that was 80s. 16 Candles.
Yeah, I never seen 16 Candles, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Come on, bro.
I didn't see that either.
What?
Yeah, or 16 Candles.
Ah, thank you,
That was a good movie phase. Y'all need to get your 80s up.
I know. Then,
Breakfast Club is
classic. I was rewatching Last Dragon for 10 years.
I did watch Last Dragon way too many times.
I didn't see that until I was grown.
How?
It's just...
How can
I
you...
didn't see 16 Candles until I was grown.
Oh, that was my little cousin's favorite movie.
Last Dragon?
Last Dragon.
Everybody's
helping play karate with them all day. It's still one of my favorite movies.
Everybody saw that
scene when they come in the room.
God, that's great. He, my man tore up the whole little arcade piece.
Yeah.
Of
I hated that.
Showing
man.
Up was my great. Nerves.
When he broke out the ropes, I was dying.
I had the red heater on the ceiling when I was little, so I used to get out the shower with the red heater on me like I had the glow.
The glow was everything, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Man caught the bullet the glow, in his teeth.
The glow.
Which is ridiculous.
Catches bullets with
that's
his
what you
teeth.
Do when you get the glow.
That was the first rap.
Can you show me some moves?
When you got the glow, you need the glow. You have to know the glow.
I saw it too
Vanity,
late.
Fine as hell.
Vanity she was fine.
Rest
man.
In peace. I don't know. She passed, right?
Mm-hmm. Years ago.
She was fine.
Didn't Apollonia pass too?
Nah.
I don't know. We ain't going to put that on our body.
Prince passed, though.
Yeah, Prince did
pass. I remember when I watched The Wood.
Show Enough passed.
And he was like, Show Vanity or Apollonia? Pass. And I was like, easily Apollonia. But then I thought about it. I was like, nah, I just like because she showed her titties.
Vanity was gorgeous.
She was prettier, but like, yeah.
They look similar though, right?
As a kid, definitely. When you see titties, you're like, oh, this is it.
Titties win.
That's all, that's it.
Two thumbs up.
Lake Minnetonka, man.
Right.
Man. Lake Minnetonka. But then when you look back at Vanity, you're like, man, jeez. Everybody think Vanity fine too.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Even the women.
Vanity
the women
or Pam
like,
Grier?
Vanity.
What type of night we having?
Pam showed her titties, though.
I'm going.
Pam showed them, bro.
Show
I'm
titties.
Going with Pam Grier.
Whoever showed
them something
titties.
About Pam.
It was something about Pam,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Pam just got that aura.
Pam was always down for the nudity, man.
Always. Well, given her history, I can see why.
Wait, what's her history?
Oh, you didn't see her Unsung Hollywood?
Mm-mm. No, you got to turn it back on you.
And I want to see her past is dark.
Damn.
How dark?
Like figure like, what most women go through. Like,
rape and all that.
It was dark, bro. Her Unsung Hollywood. I was like, Jesus.
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
She still showed her titties.
her Unsung.
Powerful.
Pam Grier now or Apollonia now?
I haven't seen Apollonia. I don't know what she looked like.
Apollonia lay low.
Pam Grier don't look to
Well, Pam is going to be older than Apollonia.
Yeah. Pam still looks solid, though.
I met Pam Grier like last year.
How she look video?
Would you watch an old movie in Smash now?
Did you hit it?
Watch the old movie.
Would you go over to play it?
Looking at that, like, I know what you used to look like.
I know some people that go back and smash like high school girls, and they be like, yeah, I smashed such and such from high school. I'd be like, word. Then you see them and be like, oh, she don't look
that
like
don't count no more. Nah. You got windows for to brag on a smash. If the person don't look like what they look like,
no, but it's still Pam
Grier. You can brag on that.
Not
that's
as,
forever.
Not as now.
When you say, yeah, smash Pam, you ain't going to show the picture from now. You're going to be like, Foxy you Brown. You're
going to
pull up
1960. That's legendary, smash. That's legendary.
That never
smash,
dies,
man.
Pam Grier.
Come on, man.
That's forever.
No, you smash an old lady counts if they was bad back in the day?
You smash a Madonna?
They got to be Pam
Madonna
Grier.
Was fine back in the day.
Madonna's a legend.
I didn't like her back in the day.
I used to have a crush on
Madonna. Madonna was gorgeous to me back in the day.
I used to have a crush on her.
Madonna was never gorgeous
to me. She
looked
like an old witch now.
She would have got it in the 90s.
I never really.
I got early Cher over early Madonna.
Janet Jackson. When she was doing
Janet Jackson, anytime.
That? I was about to say right
yeah.
now.
Anytime. No, I mean anytime.
Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
I never had a crush on Cher.
Me either.
Me either.
DC.
I always liked her though, but it was
her
never
acting?
Like Cher.
You know, yeah. Cher doing the mask. I was like, that's your son.
So that's why you went to smash. Like,
now
that I think about it,
come
that's
in
your
the room.
Son. Go play Rocky.
Because that was her real son, right?
No.
He was adopted.
No.
That was
a
movie.
That was Eric
Stokes.
No,
I'm talking about in the movie. That was her real son.
She had
with a guy from a motorcycle
I never saw
gang.
The movie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that
was her real son.
Oh, you talking in the, yeah.
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah.
She had sympathy and wanted to give her some.
Rocky
like, man.
Dennis.
But
Rocky.
You see what she go through with her son? Who was uglier? Well, I don't want to say uglier. Rocky or Sloth from Goonies?
Sloth.
Sloth, for sure.
Over Rocky?
Rocky Balboa?
No, Rocky's Sher's son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sloth.
Sloth was fucked up.
No one ever explained Sloth, like, what happened? Like, what?
He was born, like,
He was inbred.
And
I think Mama
him.
Was sleeping with one of the sons and made him.
They
just never said it. Yeah.
I like the fact that they never explained.
Or Mama was
right.
In
he,
jail
just, he was just there.
Was
just there.
Just strong.
Sometimes people are just there.
Bro, once he got out of the hole, somebody's gonna be like, "Let's take you to a doctor.
Yeah.
See what's
sure
wrong.
Therapy. Good. Not let's go on this mission. Let's go to therapy."
He was messed up.
He had every right to be mad. He had every right to be angry.
I would love to see like,
but they gave him baby roofs.
I would love to see Sloth got married to such and such.
Right.
They have three kids and he's an investor now.
What used to trip me out the more update. Than his face was that his ear would just move. Like when he had that, I was like, why
it
is it just
with
moving?
The eye.
Yeah, it was hella weird.
His hair would throw me off.
He had like two little
oh,
things.
Oh, he needs a little part on the side.
Yeah, movies in the '80s didn't need much explanation. You know what I mean? Now you got to, everybody's like, but what's missing here? Now is everybody overanalyzes movies?
Go on Google.
Back in the day, back in the day,
yeah,
I was like, that's just what it is.
I would have cut Goonies way the hell down. I'm like, come on, really? A pirate ship hidden in the middle of San Francisco?
They weren't in the bay.
Where were they?
They were up in
Seattle.
Like Portland. Yeah.
Same thing.
When my man hits the little teeth thing, and he like remember he had like the little teeth thing that clamped onto like a clip
or
something?
That's impossible.
I remember I was going like, that's.
Oh no!
But as a kid, you're like, what?
I would love to hold them
on his belt. I was like, man, nobody punched none of these little kids. That little kid shoot me with the little oil. I'm punching him in his face. Movie over. Just little kid knocked out.
Credits roll.
Yeah,
I've never seen Goonies all the way through.
For real?
You know what?
Goonies
Tony
seems
Tony
right
has
up
to
your alley, bro. That's
how
you,
I don't know.
All
some
the
movies
I
don't
seen
know
and
how
know.
I miss.
Like
a lot of people.
Goonies.
That's a perfect '80s movie for you.
It was.
That
like,
is
I seen
the
everything else. Monster Squad. You know, anything involving kids doing adventures.
Yeah, man.
I was there.
Now,
Goonies,
I feel like Goonies would be one of your favorite movies.
Yeah.
I love
for
the
sure see you.
Three Adventure? Ninjas? Three Ninjas?
That was 90s.
That was too old for that.
Yeah, that was 90s. Awful.
You were grown then, DC. You already had a kid.
Hey, I'm with
you. I was showing it to the boys, but for me, I was like, this
Three
is
Ninjas
cool.
was dope.
No,
but when you watch it as an adult,
oh my God,
it's awful.
It's some of the worst shit I've ever
but
seen.
But you know what? You know what still was fun? You ever see Surf Ninjas?
Yeah. I remember that.
I watched it as an adult, and I was still like, this is still fun.
I watched Three
All those
Ninjas.
Were Ninja Turtle movies that got turned down, and they were like, we don't have budget for the makeup, so let's make them three guys from Malibu.
Yeah.
You got Surf Ninjas over Three Ninjas?
Now, yeah. Yeah, I like Surf Ninjas more anyways because of the kid who played
Ernie Reed.
Yeah,
oh yeah, he can actually fight. Yeah, he can fight.
So that adds to the.
And then he was Kino.
Kino. We named our dog Kino.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles too.
Ninja Turtles too.
I saw him at Whole Foods.
Who, Ernie?
Yeah, Ernie. Yeah.
And did
I
went, speak?
Nah, I didn't. I was like, I didn't want to put him on. I didn't want to put it on him like.
Nah, him and the pops, man. I know the double team dude.
I used to see him in the clubs in Hollywood dancing and waiting for somebody to bump him.
Oh.
He'd be out there just dancing. Like, these moves don't count. What you doing? You trying to get in the fight. Put this shoe out there. Get out of here.
He was fast in the Rundown. With The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot that was him. Yeah.
I saw the movie.
I was like, yo, this dude's amazing.
He whooped The Rock.
I didn't think that was
him. Oh, man, they was giving him the business.
He whooped The Rock.
That was a good movie. That's one of my favorite Rock
movies. I
got
to rewatch it again.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah, it's super underrated. Yeah.
Underrated.
I mean, one boy. What's the homie's
name? Sean Williams.
Yeah, yeah. He don't see him no more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
He was just on
Damon's show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that show? Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Stiffer was funny.
He was.
Yeah, Stiller was funny.
I think he got typecast, though.
As the goofy,
good-looking. They tried to make him an action star.
As the dude
like
that
weird.
Wants to bang your mom.
Yeah.
It's not the bad
well, him
typecast.
And Ashton Kutcher, I feel like, when actually, they did a movie together, didn't
dude,
they?
Dude, where's my car?
There
where's
it
your
is.
Car, dude?
Yeah.
Where's my car? Where's your car,
hey,
dude?
You ever watch that movie?
And then. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes, in L.A.? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The movie just be gone.
I've been told a few times out here.
And then.
Y'all been told?
What?
Yeah.
That's the worst. Your car towed?
My car was towed. I was living in it. I was came home. My house was gone.
Yo, your house got repo.
That's not towed.
I was like, well, all right. That was the first time I thought about going home. I was like, I don't know what else to do.
Wait, yeah. What did you do?
I mean, I went to work because it happened early. I went to work. I was working as I was doing like telemarketing somewhere.
Ugh,
and then the homie was like, "What's wrong, man?" I was like, "What? Nothing." I'm good.
He was crying.
Like, yeah, he was like, "Nah, you ain't the same. What's wrong?" I was like, "I had nothing." He was like, "Yo, what's happening?"
Yeah,
and I was like, "Ah, my house got towed." My man was like, "You can stay with me," and I'm like, "I ain't doing that." And he was like, "Chaz, you gonna sleep on the floor? Are you gonna sleep outside? What are you gonna do?"
Where was you going to go?
I don't know. I had nothing.
Why are you turning that down?
I don't know.
Why are we like that?
I don't know.
Why are we I'm good.
I was 20, and I was like, nah, I'd be fine, man. You know, park bench somewhere, sleep at all.
I don't want to put you out.
It's a combination of pride and not wanting to put people out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't want to be like, can I sleep on your couch?
Mm-hmm. Or you're thinking if you had a house and someone came to you, you'd be like, nah.
Oh, no, when I'm the
Chaz
other
would
end.
Be like, yes.
Yeah, I let you in.
Yeah, when
Chaz
I'm
would definitely
because
be
somebody
like, yes.
took me in when I had nothing.
But if the wrong person does something for you, you always got to worry about, are they going to ever let me live this down?
Exactly.
Are they going to hold this over my head?
You got to consider the source.
Right.
Some people just love to throw it in your face every
but also,
5 seconds.
Also, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, you can do something nice for me, but if you keep this on, they don't fuck you, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I mean, it was never from the heart anyway.
Exactly. Right. It was for
you
them.
Wanted something. From
right.
The line.
Bragging rights.
Right.
So,
I took care of Tom. Remember when Tony was down?
Right.
He story with later. Me on the couch.
What if he was doing that just because they saw, I see something in him.
Right.
I'm going to help him out now, so later on I can be like, hey, remember that time?
Well, they definitely do that.
Hey, but you get one or two, you know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, you right, dog. But eventually, like, remember that time? Like 12 years ago?
If you see a young comedian or actor sign on with a big agent and he homeless, you're going to be like, you can come stay with me. You might have something big popping up.
It's like,
it's right. Like, it's like dope dealers and high school basketball players. They're like, yeah, man, I got you some shoes.
Right.
I got you some shoes. Yeah. Now you're making all the millions.
They want you on the back end.
Come invest in this Coke.
Come invest in this Coke.
They want you on their back end, man.
Yeah,
but like, if it's the day of and I'm homeless that night, I'm be like, you can save me. Thank you. I'll take it.
Right.
The day of?
Day of.
Yeah.
Still friends. Still my homies. You
cool.
Know?
You better be.
Oh, yeah.
No, you
can't
you
tap out on that.
Yeah.
I was like, man, hey, fuck you. Remember that time I was homeless? No, I still the homie.
That homelessness. I've never been told, though. This one, I almost got towed. I came out. It was up on the truck.
I remember you talking about
I paid
that.
It. Yeah.
You paid him cash.
Weren't you with me?
I think so. Yeah.
It was when we was doing that voting thing.
The voting thing.
Trevina had us go to.
Yeah.
And then I went in there, came out. Yep. It was about to, my car was about to get lifted
off. I remember
off.
You came back in, I think. You were just like, woo.
Yeah, it was close.
I thought when it's up there, I thought it has
I
to
had
go.
To pay, though.
But dude said it, too, though. But he told me that before. He was like, it's already on it. But when they give you a
I
ticket.
I don't like that.
I feel like they be lying. already put it in the system.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna push delete.
I lost two cars to the tow. Delete.
Yeah.
I lost.
Oh, you just said forget it.
Well, they picked it up and then I went to get it and they're like, yeah, well, it's gonna have to sit in here 30 days because you don't have registration. I was like, damn. Another time I didn't have insurance. And I was like, damn.
Hey, right. Living on the edge.
The car wasn't worth it.
Right.
I had a Le Mans.
Oh, man, Pontiac Le Mans?
Yeah, it's one of the first whips. You know, we had that for a summer. You know, we was dipping parking 8 blocks away. You know, all that stuff.
The Pontiac Le Mans.
When I first got to LA, I used to do that tough. Now I don't care. When I first got here, I used to park so far.
Oh, yeah. Now it's about
how you get here? Dropped off. Yeah, I took a.
See, y'all ain't been on the bus enough.
I still don't valet.
Park far being ashamed of the car?
Yeah, I used to. When I first, not.
Oh, yeah.
I never had
I was on a bus out here for years. I had this 88 Mazda that was crap. You remember that little gray, ugly car I had? It was so bad. I took that thing everywhere with pride. I was just happy to be off the bus.
Oh, yeah.
I pull up immediately in the raggedy whip. Red carpet.
Not anymore, you fancy bastard.
Y'all see?
Yeah. Not anymore.
But look how long I was raggedy, yeah, right? Yeah. Pulling up tough with the raggedy
Somebody
whip.
On my page was like, Tony bought a new car. You got a new laptop? The world is about to end.
You should have been got a laptop.
Hey, man, it still works. I still got it. I might still use it.
I need a laptop, look out. Too.
I had to.
Mine, the sound ain't working
Come
right
on,
now.
Come on, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I can still see it. Right. I put it on
My
Bluetooth
sound didn't work.
So I can hear it man. Off the speaker. Just everything
That's your livelihood.
You're doing way too well. Not to have a new laptop.
The laptop is your whole
right.
Bread and butter. That's what you do. I'm not a writer.
You know what I'm
right. I've been writing on my phone and notes.
Look at that.
How long have you had it?
This one's been about 4 years.
I feel you there. Because I got mine 2014. 6 years, and I'm like 7 years. But now I'm like, I still don't want to let it go.
You I just don't want to get a new one, then a newer one drops
next
year.
That's what's
going to
happen.
Like,
I think
oh,
a new
I'm
one
right
is
on
dropping.
The
new one's yeah. dropping in September.
But I didn't care. I was like, I just.
They're expensive, bro. I
you
need
got
you to
that
last.
Discount.
Oh.
He's like, hold on. A new one's coming out.
Mine was damn near $3,000.
Yeah, I just bought a new one. That shit was pricey.
You need to last.
Mine was.
Or they add all kind of fees.
You need a spot that take the old one back and give you a discount on the new one.
That would be dope.
It's so obsolete by then.
I got a MacBook Pro.
See, I just got the Air, the 13-inch Air.
Of course you just got the bare minimum.
13-inch. Why? What else do I need? Because y'all be watching, like, I was talking to Keenan about this. I don't be watching, like, movies on my laptop. I don't stream a lot of things at one time. Like, when I get on, do what I got to do and get off.
Yeah.
So I was like, why do I need, even when I was talking to dude, he was like, trying to sell the Pro. And then when I told him what I actually do, he was like, just get the Air, man. I don't like tabs open. Like,
are you editing on it? You edit on yours?
Barely, just my videos, baby. Right.
And you can do light work editing.
It's easier for me to edit on my phone.
I like using iMovie.
Every time I use iMovie on the computer, I don't know what I'm
doing.
It's
too much going on.
It's too much extra stuff.
It's not as simple.
Nah.
Add music.
That's why I don't be posting as many YouTube videos, because I have to do it on the computer.
Mm.
I'll be like, man, I just, you know.
I post from YouTube from my phone.
No, but like when I, because I got that camera at the house, that clear, super clear camera, so I have to put that on a computer.
You have to
upload
that.
And then
it'd
be too big for my phone to take, so it'd just be like.
Sabrina, I don't hook you up. She can't do all that. Don't she do stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
No? She can?
Mm-hmm. She'd be editing and stuff.
Yeah.
Why are you giving her work?
Cause,
she's
man.
Sitting at home like, how do I
right.
just get
that,
work?
Why you,
how
did I come up in this?
Just to help out. I'm like, hey, I can't do this. Help.
Help.
Help me.
Help me, please. We're back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, man, we out here, man.
You back.
Hey, I'm DC. Back. I never
hey,
left.
I'm back in the flesh.
I never left.
Oh, yeah, Tony didn't leave.
Oh, yeah,
I'm back in the flesh. I've been here. I'm not the one that's been gone.
Me neither.
DC was here. I planned to be here via, like, DC remotely, but they was shooting late. The dude at the restaurant was like, yeah, we still ain't ready yet. So we was like.
They thought Brody was you with a curl.
People always think me and Brody look alike.
Y'all don't look nothing
alike.
Y'all look nothing alike to me.
I don't see
nothing alike.
But people always say
I don't
that
know.
I'm a sexual.
I want to see
your character where you wear that little wig. I can see a little bit of that.
I was like, you
Brody.
Give Tony his hair. Actually, y'all did a sketch like that a long time
we
ago.
We did where
you?
I robbed him of his hair.
Yeah.
And yeah, they say y'all do look alike. I'm like, how?
I don't see it, yo.
You're not looking alike. People just.
I think people
same complexion.
If you could same complexion or anything,
I'm darker
like,
than him.
Darker.
Keon and Tony got the same complexion.
Complexion
I don't know.
Yeah. Don't even match.
Tony
up,
darker
yo.
Than him too.
I'm the color of Craig's shirt.
No, you know. Okay, yeah.
That's me, man. That's me and my soul right there. That
blacker than black.
Man, come on, man. The blackness. What y'all do last week, man? Was y'all shooting that? It's funny, man. I don't be watching episodes.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
You don't love us, man.
Appreciate the support.
I didn't watch. Do you watch the episodes you miss? Mm-mm. Let me ask the Miss Kings. Yeah. Do y'all be watching the episodes?
I watch
you miss?
Everyone.
You know, I don't be missing. I'm tired.
I like to know what I'm people talking about in the comments. Keon.
Greg, you surprised me, but
no,
how
I didn't
many
surprise you.
Done.
You knew in your heart and in your soul and in your spirit.
I thought Craig would be missing a lot. Yeah, I thought Craig would be missing a lot more too.
I show up
yeah.
drunk. I show up anything. I'm here.
Wait till Craig gotta go back to work, bro. He right. be gone.
I show up still. I was showing
you
up.
You gonna
even
do it remote?
Yeah. Okay. Before I was even like, hey, we good up in the office. We could do it. I never like missing this.
What about if you overseas?
I'll be right there on that screen.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
Different time zone?
Yeah.
Okay.
It might be 4 in the morning.
You know Craig would be up.
I might be like, shh.
Okay.
You're in a DC with a tie on. Like, Craig, why you got a tie on?
Yeah, no reason.
Don't look in the
shirt. Oh, they say you don't look
just
like that's my
sheet
fault.
Up
oh, yeah,
like
man.
Y'all
not that there's anything wrong with Brandon. I just don't see the resemblance.
It's offensive when someone says you look like somebody and you'd be like, no, I don't. You'd be like, what's wrong with me?
Because you just really don't. You'd be like,
you trying I don't to, see it.
Are you trying to say
but
I'm ugly?
This is the thing. When people say somebody looks like somebody, they be picking out stuff. Like when I say somebody looks like somebody, I mean your whole face, everything. Mm-hmm. Your body, you look. People be like, they got the same eyelash. You know, like goofy shit like that. And it's like, that don't mean you
one
look like
minuscule.
Somebody because you got a tiny. They got the same bottom lip. That's not.
Yeah.
That mean you look like somebody.
The reason why I hate it is because when I initially see somebody, I'm from the old school of roasting. So I look at everything that I'm like, oh, yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong with you. That's wrong with you. So then when someone says something, I'm like, ah, oh, fuck you. I just had 8 jokes on that shit.
Wait, has there ever been someone that they said you look like where you'd be like, yeah, I see it. I do look like
Donald Faison.
You, that's,
see, I get
that. I would
Faison.
Get that. I was like, all right, I see that.
And me and Tony don't look like
I don't see that with Tony, Donald Faison.
Yeah, I get that.
I get the one name when I wear the glasses all the time. I'm getting the one year for years.
You look like Kelly Perrine.
Well, yeah, definitely. I can get that all day.
The Chaz all day.
I love it. He's a good dude.
He's great. Kelly.
When I was younger, but I think it was more my hair and just my complexion and that our colors were blue and gold, like I used to get Carmelo all the time, like Carmelo Anthony.
We had braids.
Like, when I had braids. But I was like, we're just the same color, and we have braids, and both our teams are gold and blue. I was like, I don't see it. But everywhere I went, it's like, you know who you look like? And after a while, I just start saying Carmelo.
I used to get Iverson when I had braids. I used to get Iverson.
I don't see Carmelo at all.
No.
How the hell you get Iverson?
When I had
you
braids,
don't go play.
I used to get Iverson. I promise.
From the back.
I promise.
When from the back.
I
they be like, Iverson. Oh, shit.
Or I wanted to get Iverson.
Oh,
you?
Like,
yeah, we looking like my nigga.
I think when Nelly first came out, when I was in high school, I got Nelly.
What?
He's
a Nelly lie.
Yeah, when he first came out.
I get Odell.
Oh, I can see the Odell. I can see the Odell.
Hey, Odell who?
Yeah, look, Odell Beckham. You're the darker Odell. Yeah, with the beard. Even Craig, huh?
See him make himself look more like him.
The eye squint.
I can see Odell.
I guess I can see it. Not the
I see Odell.
You see Odell.
I can see Odell.
He want to look like Odell.
And Craig had the blonde tips.
Yeah,
like, people just be saying so.
All day.
People threw Westbrook at me.
They just Westbrook.
Yeah.
I don't
Westbrook.
See that.
Nah, not Westbrook.
Who else? Boop, boop.
Nah, Westbrook look like Skeletor.
I've heard, what's his name, Iguodala?
Iguodala?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I've heard.
Tony heard
maybe
every
around
Brown's
the
game.
Ears. Maybe around. They just picking body parts.
I don't know where they got
like
that
I think
from.
They're just picking body parts. Yeah. I get Donald Faison and Anthony Mackie all the time.
I'm
like,
I can
maybe
Mackie.
Give you Mackie.
I don't see Donald it. He did a face one time.
I could see Mackie.
In a movie, and me and Cotty was like, oh. But it was like, the way he looked in that scene, we were like, oh, okay.
Keon looks like CJ McCollum.
That one,
yeah,
I don't
argue. CJ for sure.
That
CJ,
one, I don't
CJ McCollum, easily.
I don't
he's
argue that one at all.
He's flying out Portland to play tonight. That's Keon.
Like, when people be sending me shots of him, like, during different parts of the game, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not even going to argue.
Like, you was to tell me he was your brother, I'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, you know the family.
I get that. But we had the same face,
right.
Like, same forehead. Right. Same, like, I was like, okay, I get it. But people would just be picking the most random. Mm. I'd be like,
They be saying Idris a lot too. I'm like, Idris really good.
Greg just
trying to pick off. I can see Idris. Like, once had a comment section like, yeah, Idris, baby.
Yeah. He just picking anybody who made the list. Yeah. Well, back in the day, they used to call me Clooney when he was on.
They did call me the Black Brad Pitt for a minute.
The Black Brad Pitt?
Then you got to do the safety.
I'm trying to think who DC looked like.
Somebody said Shaq. I just, hey, no, don't get your ass beat, bro.
I used to think Antonio Fargas.
When I was younger, I used to get, yeah, that's my nickname.
He got some Antonio Fargas.
I got it. I mean, Antonio got the nose.
Yeah.
That's my nickname, Huggy Bear.
Who's Antonio? Oh.
Let's hold the Porsche,
Huggy Bear. In high school, they called me Antonio.
You showed the tattoo to the cameras. That's what that was about.
Huggy Bear.
His son played for the Raiders.
DC and LaKeith being related.
Well, you said we got the same vibe.
It's something about you and LaKeith.
LaKeith got that.
There's a couple of DC vibes out there that I've met. I'm like, remind me of DC energy. Mm. Brian Hooks was one. Didn't you say Paul Pierce had the DC energy? Mm. Yeah, you did. You said Paul Pierce in a group chat.
He did. He was like, when you interviewed him, you're like, did he remind me of Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce was mad cool.
Yeah.
In person.
It's literally what you said, man.
Cool. Inglewood.
That's where y'all be having my energy all toned down. I be thinking I'm hype.
Oh, you be
I seen you hype.
Yeah, hey, I be thinking I'm all like, the life of the party. Y'all be like, DC be like,
In his mind.
In my mind, I'm lit.
And DC's in mind, he's like, Terry Crews and White Chick. Right.
But DC be present at the functions, though. Yeah. He be all in.
Oh, yeah.
But it just don't be super amped. But he be all in. He be eating the food, having a good time.
You be eating
the food. DC disappeared.
I'm going to eat that food.
The cooks love DC.
I'm gonna eat.
DC be disappearing.
DC got the ninja vanish. Oh, you've always had the ninja vanish.
DC and Chaz, when they pull up, I'll be feeling like I am the greatest chef alive.
They be grubbing.
Chaz be just having a plate. Chaz makes plates stack.
Be like, I don't eat at all.
They be grubbing.
Did you make this? I put this in an air fryer. Oh my God.
Chaz makes stacks. Some people will get two plates. Chaz be like, whatever can fit on this plate.
I come from that Thanksgiving plate. You know what I mean? Like when the whole fan came over. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to like.
Not the line. No, I come from that plate.
That is the plate. The lineage.
Bro. Do you double plate it?
You got to double plate it.
Or do you have that balance in your strength in your hand?
I have that. But when I'm at somebody else's house, I double plate it. You know what I'm saying? So.
You can keep the Dixie plate together.
Yeah.
The Dixie plate is sturdy.
The Dixie?
No.
You know the plastic?
The Dixie is flimsy.
One of them is
the plastic ones are the best ones.
Okay. The plastic ones are the best ones. Yeah, but no, because even if you got something that's sopping, you know, they start soaking through, you'd be like,
Idris.
No. Oh, you want to read yours? You want to say Anthony Mackie? Tell him about his
interest. Craig's fan base turned on him. They was like, Craig, interest. Nigga, wait a minute.
I know. DC been the one they've been on.
They've been on DC.
Last 2 weeks.
They like Shamar.
Shamar Chestnut over
here.
Sometimes
they call him Last. As a line,
it's the hotel look.
They were feeling
it. Now
I'm
back to normal, nigga.
Yeah, it was an expensive shower.
When he was like, money, they like, ooh, DC with this money behind him.
Now I'm back to Motel 6 in
L.A. Get background. DC background.
DC posting him and his daughter.
What y'all think about regular DC?
Oh, we a good daddy, too. Heartthrob,
DC. Get him with the bus backdrop.
Y'all funny.
Every group needs the heartthrob.
That's Craig. Craigery.
That's you, nah. That's like, come on.
Y'all Devontae and Dalvin right now.
From back in the day. Not now.
They know I'm crazy.
Hey, ask your patron, these chairs loud as hell. That's all I hear.
They they said in the last episode, either on here or in the comments, that the chairs was hella loud.
I think it's one particular chair.
Me and Craig's
chair. Oh, DC, loud. Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, right here in the Patreon.
She just called you guys.
Right here. Yo, she just fine.
It's the same person just called Craig ugly.
She said Craig and Andrew. She said, but Craig fine.
Yeah, Craig big
fine. You got two
fine, comments.
DC. He blushed
in the comments.
DC and Craig.
Moving on. What are we talking about?
Oh, we both get
this. DC and Craig can get it. They post the ladies.
Let's move.
Okay. That helps. I
know my
keep the ladies on the grass. It raises your heartthrob status.
Tell them I'm psycho and I got issues.
They know that issue. DC issues.
I have a lot of issues. You guys know what that means.
I heard you had questions last episode.
I did. I had a
you
fire.
You brought them back.
Man,
I was gone.
I came back with a vengeance. But it was Dion Lack. hooked me up with that question. Okay. Yeah.
DC was that dude. It was like the free throw line, and he's like, you know, when the announcer goes, "Yeah, man, he's a 99%. He'll break the record right here."
Oh, every time they do that.
But DC had the pressure, and he sunk it, man.
Yeah,
he
man. Sunk the pressure. DC. I felt the pressure when I asked that question. I just, okay, here we go. Deion, this better work. They loved you last episode, nigga.
You to call Deion, like, see what you made me do.
Just one mess up. One mess up. I was shook. Just one mess up. One bad review, man.
I wanted it to be good, too. I was like, I don't want to root for the bomb, but
I forgot what it was. I really don't. I'll go in the comments and address the people who are early, and then I'm out. But I don't watch it back. Unless they do timestamps or something we said that was wild, like Craig said that this. Then I'll go watch
I'll go
the
to the direct timestamp,
But other than that, I'm like.
I'm in there early, too, checking out what people saying.
Yeah, early. The first batch. I'll get the first batch. And after that, I'm like, all right, I'm out.
They need to get on there early. Hit us up early.
I'll be in the comments. Yeah. But. To watch,
yeah, you got to timestamp because I don't remember what we said. Too, no, so that's why I go to timestamps.
I don't watch
too.
The ones when I'm here. I watch the ones that I miss.
That's what I'm saying. Like at least you do that. I don't watch nothing.
I watch them all.
I didn't watch the Deion Lack one. I was like, I'm not gonna watch my funeral.
I was laughing at that. That was what I looked like.
You think I'm gonna watch Brody's funeral? Nah, man. He was a hit too. Man, look out!
They was loving Brody.
Look out, man!
I was a fan. I'm a fan of Damon and Chris Need. I was like, let me see what they're talking about, man.
Yeah, man. They like our guests, though.
We've had good guests.
Yeah.
We have maybe Michael guests. B. Jordan will sub in when I'm gone.
Yeah. You look like Michael B. Jordan.
You do look like Michael B.
Every heartthrob that has ever
been. They said, as far as Tony and Keon, ain't nobody finna fight Cardi or Sabrina. Nobody want no problems.
So whenever I'm on the internet, I'll be looking up.
I like that.
I'll be looking up random stuff. What? Like, I'll be like, yo, man, what's this mean on your penis skin?
You gotta see. Yeah, I gotta see. Canada,
how
right?
come, you know, what's such and such is net worth? Or what, you know, do y'all ever look up something that's embarrassing?
All the time.
Maybe I had to look up, I was writing, but I had to look up what our dildo was made of yesterday.
Oh, but for writing purposes?
Yeah, for writing purposes. Sure. You had to do that?
Sure, buddy.
For a scary movie, I had to look up little penises.
You had to look at pictures?
Yeah, because
that happens sometimes.
We used one in the film.
You'd be like, how did I get here? I hope no one sees.
He'd be like, "That's not small enough." What you mean, dog? They got smaller.
I hope no one's looking at this and tracking this.
Apparently, somebody's always watching.
Yeah,
that's why places like ExpressVPN exist, so you can get your little incognito.
Yeah,
viewing on. You know what I'm saying? Not viewing, but you know, whatever you're looking at, you don't want somebody all up in your cake mix.
No, man.
Know what I'm talking about?
I hate looking up stuff and being like. Oh, this might be embarrassing. Oh, yeah, sometimes you're just looking up research for stuff, and you might want to do an STD joke, and I got to find
out. You got to look up STDs and what they look like on the penis.
And then somebody's like, hey, man, we were helping you, you know, get some of your files back.
Your history stayed there.
Yeah, right.
And you never get a chance to explain that later.
No, like, I'm a writer.
What was happening
and
was.
Then, you know, I don't have an STD. But if you had ExpressVPN, it would be no issues.
Because they be tracking your movements online.
Yeah.
So, you know, then they can target that to advertisers. So now they watching your every move, your location, where you at.
Invasive.
And the incognito mode don't always do the trick. So, you know.
And I heard Google's been selling incognito mode.
But with ExpressVPN, your connection gets rerouted through an encrypted server and your IP address is masked. Every time you connect to ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it harder for third parties to identify you or harvest your data.
Mm, throw them off.
Man, 007, wish he had that.
Mm-hmm. And best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for the instant protection. Man, I wish putting on condoms was that instant.
Beep.
Instant protection.
Where is my condom?
Because the condom put on, it'd be fun.
Cats would be leaving
sometimes.
The condom button at home, though.
Oh, purpose.
Left the condom button.
Is that raw? Is that raw? But if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN. Visit expressvpn.com/issues, and you will get 3 extra months for free. That's expressvpn.com/issues. ExpressVPN.com/issues
For 3 months for
that's
free?
That's a deal.
Three extra months man, for free.
Spies save your money. You know how they always break the phone and throw it at the end of right. that VPN. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Your violence. I got questions, yo.
Shoot them. Questions, man.
Patreon, if y'all got questions, I can actually read them, so hit us up.
Hey.
I got
but
the
then
live
they can see
questions.
You judge their questions
that's
in real
the,
time.
That's why I put the camera on Chad.
Oh, that's your question?
Real time question.
Not that
one. I got this question from Lady Zodiac 76. What's up, Lady Zodiac 76?
That's my year.
In this day and age of cancel culture, being politically correct, and folks being extremely sensitive, how much does it impact your set, comedians or writing, comedic writers, producers, and do you feel boxed in at times, or does it stifle your creativity?
On stage,
that's a good question.
I feel nothing. Mm-hmm. Like on stage, I'm still shit. I was saying to Sacramento, I was like, don't turn on me. Like I'll go on stage. It definitely changes how I am on the internet. Mm-hmm. Stuff I tweet. Videos I might make, whatever. But on stage, I feel like this is my
right.
This is my freedom. This is my, and for the people who came to see me, you know, they usually are with the shits. Mm-hmm. It's the reason why the reason why I think I don't. The internet is open to everybody, and that's where the cancel culture is on the internet. Mm-hmm. Whereas in a comedy club, unless you are wild as hell,
yeah.
And that gets caught on camera
like
in
Tony
the comedy
Hinchcliffe
club,
Reese,
right?
Tony Hinchcliffe,
right? Mm. And that was just unnecessary.
Fucking
idiot,
Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tony Hinchcliffe. That was wild, bro.
That was wild.
Buck wild with that.
That was
There's
crazy.
No defense.
I haven't even seen that yet.
It was no defense, but I'm sorry. But what I gathered from that is that something happened before with them two.
Absolutely.
It was a tension. It was a certain tension. I wish we could cue it up.
Fill us in. What happened?
I'm not the best person to explain it.
Apparently, there was like an Asian comedian before him. I don't know if he was the host or if
he was
on
the
show. He was the host.
Yeah.
And so Tony Hinchcliffe gets on. As soon as he gets the mic, drops the C word.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the Asian community, the C word. Yeah. And so out the gate. And then he kept doing more after that. And it was
hard and unnecessary,
get a letter
bro.
And word now? They get the C word.
Cause I don't feel comfortable saying it.
I was hoping you did. I was hoping you didn't say it.
Nah.
Look out.
Yeah, but
we can say cunt before we say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't even like saying that.
Cunt's funny.
Cunt's never been really like. I thought cunt was offended for like a white woman thing.
I don't think it's offensive, but
I don't say it because I'm scared to offend. It's just a dumb word.
I don't think it was ever our word.
Yeah, it was never our
offense. Like white dudes said it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was never our
thing. That's why it makes me laugh.
That word is dumb.
But when you watch, my man says it all the time, and The Boys, the main dude's like, did you miss me, you cunts?
Yeah.
My man has me. He says it 200 times, and he makes me laugh every time.
I like him in that show.
Y'all think Tony can redeem himself?
I feel like comedians are extremely hard to kill.
Yeah.
So I never really.
Especially when you have a fan base.
When they say, like, oh, they canceled, I never believe it.
Right.
I'll still be working on
a
low.
You can't cancel a comedian.
They just take some time off and then they still. Because you built up your fan base. Some people, for the people who are offended, there are people who like you just for that. Like, people, when it comes to comedians, people like you for you. Mm-hmm. So even when it comes to us or the people getting mad in the comment sections, like we talked about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, that 1% might get mad, but there's 99% of people who like Tony for being Tony, for being DC. Like, this is why we're here, so never change. So when somebody gets mad or they try to cancel you, that's okay because the people who mess with you are like, well, this is why we like you for this very reason. So that's why I feel the freedom on stage.
Yeah, if Ari Shaffir is still working, then, you know.
Yeah, it's like.
It's fine.
Do you feel it when you're writing?
I don't feel it at all when I'm writing because one, that's not my vibe. I don't really live my life like that. So, and so many different people cross my paths that I don't have that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. Jesus. I write from experience.
Come on, Craig.
I write from experience.
So many people cross my paths. Right. Phone rings. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Getting all deep.
Obama.
And then it was the ringtone too. What?
Come on, man.
So a lot of people, different people from different walks of life, cross my path. So I'm very respectful to that. And usually, if I do go that route, it's written through a character that's supposed to be that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's never just like. I'm just dropping it to drop it. No.
Yeah, the shock value.
That shock value, you don't do it for me.
I feel that.
Yeah, I'm so terrified of getting canceled on the TV side because I just started.
Yeah.
And I was like, please.
You can get canceled on that side for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
You better never work again.
But I mean, it comes across in the room all the time. And I'm the guy now who's always got to be like, we can't do that, guys. You know what I mean? But I do feel like it's changed a lot. I do feel like it's changed the things which you can, because you can't even do it jokingly with a, like there was a time, man, you can do the accents, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can go be, and of course it was stereotypical, but it was, to me, just because it's stereotypical doesn't mean it's not funny. It's just the jokes, but then people take offense to it. Some do, some don't. But it does, it just changes what you can, you know, what you can and can't do.
I actually think you could do any of them. It's just, it's how clever you are with it. Mm-hmm. Always, if you have a joke, if it's funny, it's going to be funny to that community as well.
I think your point of view has to be strong.
POV. Yeah. And, audience can sense if it's coming from a place of love and respect.
Right.
though you poke fun. Right. Like, I had a joke about the LGBTQ acronym, like, you know, in that community. And like,
but you also post strongly about them.
Yeah. The so community. I was never scared to take it there because, you know, it's too many letters.
Right.
But they can tell that it's coming from a place of love and respect still. So if you go up there bashing gay people and then you go to that, it's like, man, we just
Don Rickles was like, the last one who could like go in on you and get away with it.
Yeah.
Like Don Rickles was an old comedian from back in the day. He just died, I think, recently. He was still touring and doing stand up, but he go in there and talk about your Jew nose and the nigga this, and he just do all that good stuff, and the people loved it.
Everything is how you do it. How you do it.
The one that has to go is just nigga as the punch word, as the punchline.
Yeah.
As it's supposed to be shock.
Agreed.
Like, you're the hip hop person, you say nigga to a black person, it's like, skirt.
Right.
You did
that
50 times in 50 movies.
Right.
Like, let's get something.
The cancel culture, some of it is warranted because people are just saying stuff just to say it. Like, you're not, there was nothing funny here. There was nothing clever here. There was no, you just, I want to say
the shot.
Some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just like, that's not
corny.
Because I've gone in.
That's corny.
I've gone in on the gays lovingly making fun of them. And after the shows, the lesbians and the gays people would be like, man, that shit was hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
But the stories I'm sharing are from conversations I've had with gay people. So that's how I got the joke. It was like, bro on cruise ship told me this. This is what happened. They'd be like, yeah, we do be doing that. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. You know? Yeah.
And with me personally, I never, when I'm on stage, I never generalize like one particular race. It's always about that person.
Right.
And how they made me feel. Yeah. This happened to me with that person.
Right.
So it's not like, y'all be doing that. It's just that one person. So, and I don't be trying to offend people.
That's not the goal.
That's not
right.
No,
I want to. Yeah, you know? I want to include. Not
I feel
exclude.
Like, yo, what happened? Like comedians, I'm like, yo, the job is to make people laugh.
Right.
I don't care if the audience laughs or not. Like, how do you not?
Why are you a comedian?
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's so stupid.
I also realized
that's the job.
It's so dumb when they say shit like that.
I don't care.
Like,
they laugh for me.
Up.
What?
What you doing up there?
That makes no sense.
Any joke you have to explain with, I have this gender friend or I have this race friend, it's probably not a good joke.
Right.
You're done.
But yeah, that's the stupidest thing ever.
If you didn't offend anybody, you're not a real comedian.
Right. Right. Shut up, man.
What are you talking about? And I have offended people. Some people do get offended. But
yeah, me too. But I've been like, man.
That's not the intent. The intent was to be funny.
Right.
Like, and for people to just go up there and just, I just want to make the audience cringe. Why? That's not our job. If you want to say something
I think that's
dark
a defense
and make
mechanism.
It funny,
like they haven't figured out how to be funny,
right?
Yeah.
With their
like,
dark
I don't
thoughts
care
or
about this shit right. anyway.
I got a reaction.
Yeah,
they just want some kind of reaction.
Right? Because you could be dark and be hilarious.
Right.
Like,
right.
You could be offensive and be hilarious, but be funny.
That's the
and name of the game.
They just don't. They just want to say shit.
And it's fine if you're not for everybody.
I get that.
Yeah.
But to go up there and be like, I don't care. You're an idiot.
That
or like Jesse said, or a liar.
It's a goddamn lie.
At that point, you're just doing monologues. Go give some. Go do some poems.
Well, a lot of people just want to be annoying. Man. They take devil's advocate on every topic. And it's like, dude, that's not even what you really feel and believe. You just want to get some sort of reaction.
Right. Me, my goal is just straight laugh. Man.
I want to laugh because I have fun. If you're laughing, I'm having fun.
Right.
I love it, man.
And I think, going off what Craig said, I think people aren't being authentic. Like some of the stuff I say, that's how
genuine.
My brain, like that's so I think they don't, it's not set out of malice. They're like, this is how this nigga is, this is what he feels or whatever. That's why we like it. And that's why it was funny to me because it was real. I wasn't trying to be a character. Like, right. It's your a lot experience. Of comics trying to be an offensive character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not who you are mm-hmm. in real life.
Right.
Nice as hell off stage.
Right. Right. One of the best offensive that I like right now is Corey. Corey Holcomb.
Oh, yeah. Corey does it very
He's
well.
Offensive. He's very offensive, but you know who that guy is in the family or in the household, so it comes across as, oh, you're just that guy.
Corey is a better drunk uncle all the time.
I do like some of his
drunk uncle life experience.
Me too. Funny. Yeah. Some of the stuff needs to be said.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is funny.
And then Corey would have women against him so early on the show. Early. He'll start off women against Corey, and by the end, they with him.
Yeah.
That's skill, bro.
He also takes some of it away because he says, hey, I ain't shit. This is what I'm about. Right. And then he starts.
The delivery.
Like, okay. He's like, you can do all that gang if you want to. Yeah, Lori's funny, bro.
Look, I ain't shit.
It takes away all your, damn, I was going to say that. Right.
Because he doesn't talk like, I am this guy that you should be listening
to.
He talks like, I'm with that shit. I ain't shit either. Yeah. But here's what y'all be doing.
Genius.
Yeah, so there's a definite place for that type of comedy, but to say, you know, you ain't funny if you ain't offending people, or, you know, I don't care what people think, you're lying.
Ridiculous.
So the original question was, do you guys feel handcuffed? Is that what it was?
I definitely don't feel. I remember this one lady got offended at my church joke, communion, because she reported me. She got me banned from that cruise ship. But it was about communion and me, you know, double dipping in the communion line.
That's crazy.
And
people do that.
You know, and
I snuck it.
Offended.
Extra juice.
That's what I was like, man. So but sometimes when people get offended, I'm like, man, y'all
dumb. They took you off the ship?
I mean, you couldn't perform anymore? Yeah, Princess Cruise, they gave me that review, and then they was like, I don't think they're going to have you back. I was like, well,
off a Yelp review or off
a... Off of the...
You get reviews on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's too many people to please on the ship.
Oh, when they're sitting there on their little cards that they fill out?
Yeah, or they just, you know, complain. You know, they be holding that.
But people, like, you disrespect your religion. Because I've done the same thing. And I remember this chick in the audience was like, I was doing something. She was like, be careful. I was like, what's about to happen right now?
Something like that, if I'm on stage and somebody says that, what I intended to be prayerful, now I'm going to go in. Because you're not going to tell me what I can and cannot joke about, because you're a tight ass about this.
I told a dude, I was walking to the stage. You know how I walk to the stage real slow? Yeah. This white dude was like, hurry up. I just, shut up. And I swear, I stopped, shut up. And stood by him for a while. Yeah. And I was just staring at him, shut up. And he was like,
I wish you had
probably
the mic.
Got the mic. Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. No one else can tell what was going on. I was like, shut up.
If you had the mic, I stood
in it. I was like, I have to cruise to the stage.
Yeah.
I can get my mind right.
I might have added that to my set. Just walk real slow.
He was like, hurry up.
Did you tell him when you got the mic?
No, I said something quick. I was like, rushing me. And he was just like, eh. No one saw
it.
It was a natural reaction.
I know that's so embarrassing to be the dude in the crowd to heckle and be heard and addressed. It's like, you hurry up.
Oh, pressure's on you, the heckler. When you want attention, I've always said this. If Tony told me I was too mean, I think, before to somebody in the audience, or then you said I was like too quick to get on them or something like that.
Yeah, it was one. I think I remember that. It was one particular, and it was like, I think they asked him or something, and you made them look dumb immediately. And I was just like, man, that was unnecessary, man. Like, I don't like it when comedians just make people look stupid when they didn't deserve it.
When they veer off their set.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like this.
Because you lose an audience member.
Well, it depends. Because I probably felt like I was going somewhere or cruising. Because if I was doing bad and the audience said something, I get you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, you right. I'm struggling. But if anything is going fine, and then, you know, and I don't know, it's hard to hear sometimes. So you just hear, like, you know, I don't remember what it was, but Tony. But my thought was always this: if you want attention, I will give you attention. You can be the show, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we can do that. You can be all the show you want to be, baby. If you want,
baby.
70s,
if you
baby.
Go, you want, baby. But also, I'm always like, if I'm bombing, say, I deserve it. I deserve all the bullshit.
The comedians is bombing, and then they take it out on the audience.
Yeah.
Oh, you want some of this?
You're right. Well, yeah. That's my fault.
Tap out. Just tap out.
See, I remember in the 90s, a lot of comics, that's what they did. They just go on and just kill the audience.
You can do
I
it like
be feeling bad for the audience.
Like Dale Hughley would do it. Like he go, but he go roast everybody. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
But if you do it to the point of like I ain't got jokes.
If you like Dave Chappelle or Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Very very different.
Joe Torre used to. He was hilarious, but he used to, if somebody said something, that's 45 minutes and you just getting it.
Hey, you can be this show. But also that came from doing shows in Detroit where they're not nice and then they jingle keys at you if you suck. And I'm not.
Jingle
I'm not.
Keys?
Yeah, dog.
I love shows like that, man.
Bro.
The pressure be on.
I'm not.
That takes too much.
No, it's awful.
Coordination. Everybody.
I never got keyed and I would see people.
The janitor being back with all his
tap out.
Yeah, tap out. Tap out was different.
Tap out was fun, man.
It wasn't a lot of people. It wasn't like crazy. Because otherwise you'd go all in and like, you know. But like that to me, I was like.
That room was full though.
It was full, but I remember trying out stuff to being like, this is fun.
Who got tapped out?
I did.
Chaz.
But remember though?
Wait, what's being tapped out?
They'll tap. Because I remember I did a joke, and then no one tapped, and I said something. Like, y'all didn't like that? And they were like, I was like, damn it, why did I say it?
Who didn't do their time?
Nick.
Oh, Nick.
They got off early before he could be tapped.
Because it was coming. He's like, all right, Nick.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you. Good night.
That fast. Yeah, good night, I was going to that every Monday for a while.
That was fun.
With new jokes.
I miss rude ways of booing. I miss that. That's what I like, the Apollo. I like tap. More clubs need that.
I don't mind like shows where, as long as they give the comedian a fair shake,
right.
But if they ain't doing good and they get them out of there, I don't mind those scenarios.
It's got to.
It's like, get your ass out of here.
I like doing it with the new jokes.
They asked me to do Apollo. I was like, hell nah. Don't have me following a little gospel singer and I can go up there and kill it.
Yeah.
Not come there with my jokes.
To the Lord.
Yeah,
God bless
that's tough.
Yeah.
Because you got so many different genres going on in one show.
No.
And the singer just killed it.
Yeah.
I remember they wanted me to follow Melanie Fiona.
Oh, and she be singing too.
She be singing. She be I'm not going up. No, man. Because I saw the comedians before me, and it was hard. It was a hard setup. And then Melanie Fiona went up there and was singing. They was all with it. I was like, no.
I think I was there. Was that L.A. Live?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there. I remember that.
Up.
She toured up, too, that
man,
night.
Like,
she be floating.
Yeah, she was up there singing her ass off.
Man, I wasn't familiar with it then, but the crowd was all in. I was just like, I can't know.
I made that mistake once in Oakland. I went up after, like, some rappers did something. And then when I tell you, no one gave a flying fuck when I got on stage. Like, nobody. They just coming off rap. They turning up. People, you know, they ordering wings. Drunk.
I hate the mix.
Music is hard to follow.
I hate the mix, bro.
Period.
Unless they bomb and you can make fun of them.
If it's like open mic, they up there with the acoustic guitar. Okay. Right. But the full on R&B singing,
dancers. The band cleaning up after.
Nah, man. Get me out of here.
Pyrotechnics.
Yeah. I'm like, why would y'all wait to put me up after her?
Right. She should have been the closer.
Man.
It's ain't one. No one has to go first. Right. We're going to do comedy first or we're going to do music first?
But you can't
And you
got
to have a break. You have to have the break to separate them if you're doing music first.
Yeah.
You got to have the break. Let them go do something. Then we come back, reset for comedy.
That's when ego kicked in. It's like, damn.
My ego was nowhere to be found. My ego was at home, socks off. Yeah,
and she didn't do one song. She did quite a few songs.
Yeah. Oh, you want to open for her.
She cold
I was like, oh, God damn. And the audience was all in. Everybody was electric. I was like, I am not going up. You know.
That's when you do 15 minutes of give it up for Melody.
Hey, Tony, I would have died a horrible death.
Tell
that
Tony,
night.
You're next.
No, I'm not. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Pulling you on stage.
I got a good question from Simpson J Cat.
Hello, Simpson
from the
J,
Patreon.
What up, Simpson?
I seem to be in the YouTube comments too.
Tough. Has a heckler ever saved your set?
Yeah.
Or for Chaz or Craig or an opinionated person in the writer's room. Has it ever, you know, saved it?
Yes. Absolutely. I've had sets with the materials, just whatever.
Right.
And then I had to go in the crowd work.
Mm-hmm.
Had to.
But a heckler.
But that's what I consider, like, you know, once you go in there and, like, a heckler, a solo heckler.
Right.
Crowd work's one thing. I can't say a particular heckler saved my set, but I've definitely bailed in the crowd work to survive.
I'm sure.
There was this one heckler at Crack 'Em Up Thursday. I'll never forget this dude. He was propped up in the corner. You know, Crack 'Em Up Thursday, if you're not familiar with the room, it's a super small room. And, like, you on the stage, and the stage is low, so you're down there with the people, and there's somebody sitting to the right of you in a booth. He was just propped up, man. He looked ridiculous outfit, shades on. I don't know if he was there, DC. And he was just like propped, and he was saying things at certain times. And then he had said something. I looked at him. I was like, man, I'm sick of this weekend at Bernie's looking at him. Like, let me prop his ass up and brought him to the car. Because he was sitting, but he wasn't moving. But he looked, you remember how they had Bernie looking ridiculous? Yeah, like, we tried to make him look cool.
Right.
Man, the audience erupted. I was like, whoo, I needed that.
Yeah, the thing about it, though, is sometimes if you get such a big laugh with a heckler, mm-hmm. it's hard to dive back into your material. They be like, he took us this high. Mm-hmm. He want to talk about his jokes. So for me, that's what I be struggling with sometimes. If I got to go back to material.
Yeah.
I had a heckler save me at the Union. I don't know. I was doing Tahir's night. And this hood chick, too. Her and her little crew. I mean, they just yelling stuff out, blah, blah. And they had, I was following somebody who had did like that kind of material, and they was with it already, and I came up there, started off with just regular. It was going okay, like, but I was like, this can turn into a bomb. And this lady kept talking, and finally I was like, yo, and I just addressed her, and then I start going in, and it was like, yeah, more of this. And I was like, hey, we here.
Savages.
And I kept going, and then they end up booting her. But after the boot, I kept going more. But then I was also addressing how she might come up here and air the whole place out.
Yeah.
So I just kept. And then I went back to my material, but it was hitting. And so the set ended fire. And then old boy wanted to say that. I told y'all in the chat. Bad breath.
Oh, yeah.
Was like, oh, see, they just wanted that nigga shit. You wasn't doing fine with the regular. I was like, shut the fuck up, bro.
Yeah, I'm at a point right now. When I'm on stage, anybody who's talking, that really, it irritates me now. Like, when you're talking.
So in the audience?
Yeah. They were ordering food in Houston. The lady was ordering food out. And I was like, hey, y'all just chill out. Like talking to my kids. Just chill out. And she was like, you chill. And I was like, oh, you told me. You told me. I got to chill now. But I was really frustrated. Like, oh, yeah. You think I'm going to go back and forth with your ass right now on who need to chill? Right. It was like one of those things. She was like, you chill. I said, you got me, girl.
How was the crowd?
She was ordering.
They was laughing at this. You got me, baby.
That's ordering one thing hella loud. That's one thing that hecklers don't understand either. We're going to win.
Right.
Because everybody else is just as annoyed as we are.
Right.
Especially when you see people start to look at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got to address this table. So I'm just going to go in. And
they want it.
And they want it. They'd be clapping. They'd be like, yeah, kick their ass. Because we paid our money. We are here to see a show.
Right.
And your drunk ass don't know how to be quiet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And nobody's here for that.
That's the beauty of the writer's room is if you're pitching something and someone heckles it, if it gets a laugh in the writer's room, they're like, put that shit in.
All right.
Right. Right. Same way. Yeah. Same way they just said, throw that
you can't,
shit
you
in.
You can't have an ego in the writer's room at all. You got to be emotionless. You got to be able to take
ready
that
to
shit.
Take, ready for like an idea to get shot down.
Well, even outside the idea getting shot, hey, man, we done had some times when somebody would pitch something and they'd be like, hey, you want it we do all kind of, but like HR wants you. This is your last day. It's been like, I've
y'all don't take it personal.
Nah. You can't.
You get hit. So your job is to make the people on TV funny. So all day you're trying to throw in funny shit with a bunch of other funny motherfuckers sitting there like. They think they have a funny joke already, so they're like, I don't think that was funnier than mine.
The room is different because I got very lucky because I didn't just get thrown into a room. You know, I got to get a chance to get into like, I'm never going to have this again where I have like Bentley in there and I get to run the room. So the room is my culture now, right? But you get into these rooms and it's somebody else's coach and it's competitive. You know, you get cats like who are maybe on their first time or you get the timid people or you get the guys who've been around for so long and this new person in here, you know, nah, that ain't it, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? You'll get those guys when you've seen it and then,
see, that would piss me off.
Well, it's going to, but you can't show emotion. You can't get mad.
You can't?
No, because your idea is this. You have to be hireable.
No, but I'm talking about someone disrespects you. They're like, nah, that ain't it. That nigga, shut up, Chaz. I don't want to hear your shit.
What happens is sometimes a new person in the room might say a joke that's funny, but it's like, yeah, that doesn't fit here, though.
Right.
But, yeah, nah, that ain't it. Yeah. And you'd be like, nah, that shit be killing on stage. I'd be like, yeah, but we're in the doctor's office, and you said some shit that ain't got nothing to do with the doctor's office.
But he gets final on as a showrunner. You get final say of everybody's right. joke. You're like, mm-hmm. yeah, I heard that over there. Let's use that.
Right.
One.
Do y'all ever run into like, okay, you got cast firing jokes off. Mm-hmm. Do you run into people not wanting to give the laughs up
mm-hmm.
because they want their jokes to win? So you got people holding in the laugh or like shitting on actual good jokes just because they want theirs in the front.
How does that make it good for the... Yeah.
Well, it doesn't.
I see why a lot of these shows suck.
Right.
Well, it doesn't, but you have to have a good room culture, you know, or you just don't give a shit. You know, some casters don't give a shit. So it just depends on what you build. How was yours on Triple OG? On the Last OG?
Last OG is... we had, like with Keenan, when he hires somebody... We had complete faith in everybody that was in that room.
Right.
We had some funny ass comedians in there because Keenan wanted to go all comedian based for the most part. We had Hugh Moore, who's great.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tyree.
We had Tyree. She's amazing. We had Beth Sterling, who's amazing. All these people pretty much are dropping comedy specials. Like everybody respects them in the comedy world. So it was just like, what you got? Yeah, no. And then that's it.
Right. And yeah, I mean, you just can't, like, just keep shooting. Like, you know, you just got to keep throwing them up there. I mean,
Carl Jones.
You said who?
No. Carl Jones.
Oh, dude from, Black Dynamite and Boondocks.
Boondocks.
The animated Black Dynamite?
Mm-hmm. He's about to do a Jeffersons once, too, I believe. Mm. That's dope. And they reanimate the Jeffersons. But yeah, you just got to keep, just have fun, though. That's the idea.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having fun, I felt like that when I first got there. But you just keep throwing stuff out there. You keep throwing stuff out there. You just have a good time. And eventually, mm-hmm. they'll just, you know, they're going to like you or they're not. But fuck them. It's your career, not theirs.
Yeah.
But I'm with that. I'm with the good time. Like, the getting shot down, whatever. We get shot down in the group chat all the time. You're like, oh, that one didn't.
You get shot down on stage. No, I'm no, like, no, oh, you no, don't no, mean nothing to me.
But I understand DC's. When you're intentionally doing it, you're just being.
That's what I'm saying.
Dumbass.
That's not.
But you gotta think about this. If I want to hire somebody, I go, can I be in a room with this person 12 hours a day, right? Can I be in this? So if somebody is giving you some shit, because sometimes it's just people they know each other for 20, 30 years, you know. You and then sometimes you inherit people. Sometimes it might be the network who says you got to have this person on, right? You don't necessarily always get to pick your room, right? Mm. But if you do, great. If you don't, you got to deal with it. So if you have a snarky asshole in there, you can't be a snarky asshole back. You can. But this is going to make more tension. It's going to make everything worse. And I don't want that in my room. I'd be like, well, who is it? Either everybody's going to get fired, but you can't fire somebody because they're under contract. So it's like, well, you go over here. You just got to separate.
Oh, yeah. We've sent people home and said, just keep the money.
I definitely send you home.
Go ahead. But sometimes you get to see who's there because they really believe in them being funny and who's there just to get a job, just to work.
Mm.
Because you'll start seeing people start pitching like you. You'll start seeing people adding a word to your pitch. That's the worst. When you pitch that, they don't get nothing. Then they say it with one word, and they're like, yeah, that. And you're like, I just said that shit.
But you got to get cracked up like, yo, hey, take what Craig said, blah, blah, blah. You got to piggyback.
I like that guy in the room, but some people just wait till two go by and then say what you said with one word.
That's cool. That just happened on The Wire season 2.
What happened?
Somebody piggybacked off an idea, and they were trying to figure out how to get their sales up on some weak product.
I just said that.
And they was like, wait, didn't I just say that? The Stringer Bell had it to where, you know, he was going to community college, so he was trying to be a teacher in there. And then they was like, they did that same thing.
It happens all the time, bro.
Trash.
I remember Dion Locke had said something about white people age like bananas, and nobody heard him. And then Clayton said it in the room, and we died.
Oh.
And Dion was like, are y'all kidding? And we were like, what? What, Dion? He's like, I just said that. I'm like, you know, I do remember something about some bananas. You said.
But the dude that gets to laugh, be like, yeah.
Getting
all the shine. That's a cold game.
It happens, dog. Sometimes you just don't get heard, or you're in a different place.
He gave Dion his props quietly, and Dion really said it.
Thank you, man. Made me look good in there.
I've seen fights though.
Oh yeah, in the writers'
room? Arguments. Not fit. It never got to the fist fights. No. I think it could have, but you know, you try to break it up.
Who was it?
Who fought?
Well, I've seen Ryan and Clayton almost come.
Ryan Loomis.
Yeah,
what
I've seen them cats. You know what was funny? I probably shouldn't say this, but it was hilarious. So I'm gonna say it anyways. But they're in the room, and we're going through. Ryan was new. At the time, doing his script, and then Clayton had been around for so long. Clayton's like, before Bentley even came in, he's like, don't do that. He knows Bent very well.
Yeah.
And so he was kind of giving them the heads up. And then he was like, why don't we just let, you know, Bent read it? And he was like, I'm just trying to help out. And then something, something. So then Clayton just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was just like, all right, well, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say nothing else. And then, so, you know, Clayton's not laughing at stuff. He's in his phone. Ryan was like, yeah, yeah, but you're acting like a little bitch. And we were like, oh. Clayton was like, what? Like, it went there. And we were like, so a part of me just wanted to laugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I should say something. You know, and I was like, I'm sure he didn't mean it like that. Let's talk. Because then you got to start unpacking stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they apologize and like all that other stuff went cool. But also, I've seen tempers escalate. Like, not the first time.
Yeah.
You know, but you'll see.
I can see it happening.
Yeah. There's always someone in the room that just wants to say the opposite of what you say.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they feel their job is. So sometimes it gets frustrating.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen. Or sometimes
they go against
a
the
guy
grain.
Will pitch a joke and a woman be like, no, we would not say that. And they're like, well, a girl said that to me. And they'll be like, well, we wouldn't say that.
Yeah, you get that.
Well, that bitch you was dealing with is not a woman.
Why you gotta be a bitch?
Yeah. It's fun in the writer's room, though. It's mad fun. It's a good time in there because it's just, especially now, you just hang out with your friends and you talk shit all day and somebody gives you a check.
Oh, man, that's...
It's fun. It's a good ass time.
It's a 12-hour set.
It's a 12-hour set. It's a long day though.
What? Man, 12 hours.
That might be the end game for me.
The writer's room.
Yeah, writing room. Yeah. We can't be on the road forever.
It's chill, bro.
Yeah, I can.
I was like,
forever? Yeah. Them airports. You're gonna be old as hell walking through them airports. Sucks.
Yeah. I mean, the full weekends might not be forever, but the
one-nighters, yeah.
Yeah,
I could do one-nighters.
Yeah, I could do one-nighters.
Not as frequent.
I want to retire in the stand-up. That feels like, man, one episode forever. I can do one episode forever.
I can do the same set for 20 years.
Man, there's people that's done it for longer than that.
Man.
I could write an episode a day, let alone.
Do y'all be judging that? You know what I'm starting to notice? I'm starting to notice the bookers are judging that harder, too.
The what?
People who won't change their sets.
Judging
the
if you come back with the same material,
they'd be like, "Yo, you ain't growing."
Mm. You did the same stuff last
like
time.
When they see I've been seeing little stuff like, "Man, they came back and did the same thing 2 years in a row or whatever." And they like,
especially after COVID, you got to have some new shit. You got to.
Like, and you know, a lot of these comedy clubs and stuff have like, you know, IG pages now, and I don't know who runs the IG, but I'd be seeing little memes and little stuff like when a comic comes back with the same set they've been doing the last 7 years. I was like, oh, they are.
That's what I like about Chocolate Sundays.
Chocolate be going in.
Wait, they be going in.
They be
low.
Wait,
they be shots.
Chocolate Sundays be having shots on the page. I'm like, yeah, I'm here for this.
They be taking shots.
I heard that.
If I ran a show, I'd be taking shots too. Like if I was tired of certain traits,
yeah,
me, I would definitely be Mean McGee.
I heard that when you're working out your hour, you're supposed to throw a couple minutes of new material in there so that when that one's burned, you have a whole second set ready to start going.
Yeah,
start building the next one. Because you know you're going to dump that stuff, but yeah, you just start building the next. Tony has never done the same set twice.
I'm too lopsided on the other end. I'm always like, man, I got to do something new. No, you don't. Yeah, dude. Because I'll be like,
you did a whole new set, Zach?
Yeah.
Tony's done two specials that are, I feel like the jokes you might have recycled, like you've done before, but not a set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Tony, we go there like, yeah, and then bees, you know? and it's like, oh,
but he can
okay.
come back to that stuff because he didn't even do that a long time.
Right.
Like, but it was already recorded. If it's recorded and put out there for sale,
Tony
then
got
I
12,
feel like it's burned.
He got 12 hours of material, bro.
Easy. I'm with Tony.
12.
And I also feel like I just started maybe a year or two ago doing the same set every night. So when I come back, I know what I did.
Yeah, that's
a lot of
reason.
Times you go back, you don't remember what you did. You're like, well, I got to do a whole new,
right.
I forgot what you guys heard already. And then so like part of my self-discipline has been do this. Like the 45 I'm doing now, everywhere I go, I'm going to do this 45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ain't dropped no special yet.
I'm just going to do this. Well, everything I did on his, my own, and stuff that I don't do that no more.
Right.
And I wanted to dump it because I'm sitting on so much. I was like, I want to get rid of this and then do this. But I'm trying to discipline myself to doing the same thing so I don't just keep going all over the damn place.
Mm-hmm.
You get requests?
Huh?
People request jokes?
Sometimes. Yeah. They don't yell it out, but they'd be like, "You didn't do this." Ah,
we came back to see this, and we brought them to see that one.
Right? No, that's happened. Yeah. Yeah, and they'd be like, "You didn't do it before you say." And I'm like, "Nigga, that's so old. I don't care about all that, man."
And somebody in the audience was like, "Dude, before you say that, would you dust it off?"
Hold on. No, because whenever they ask to yell it like that, it doesn't come off organic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the audience is like, "That's it.
Yeah,
that's what you yelled him to do." Yeah. Right.
And then I only was doing it to, you know, keep moving the merch.
Right.
So I didn't sold the last of the shirts, so you'll probably never see that again.
The joke is done.
With the do you guys freestyle when y'all first get on stage? I know with Marlon, mm-hmm. he usually does. Sometimes it ranges from 10 to 20 minutes.
Crowd work?
Well, oh, just, yeah, well, I'm in freestyle. Your city, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. this is something new to me in your city.
So my 45-minute set on the headline tip is really just 20-something minutes of actual material, probably, because the rest is in the moment, either in the club or just in the city, or whatever. And so it goes from there. But the stuff I was doing in Sacramento, I didn't do a lot of Sacramento jokes because I was just there.
And so there's not like, a lot of Sacramento.
Yeah, it was like, you know, because I had already done all the Sacramento jokes I had. So
shots fired, Sac.
Hey, they have the most beautiful like women, but nothing man. To do.
But the beautiful I like Sacramento. Women.
So. The majority of the stuff I was doing was material that I was building for the tour coming up. So, but it was scary though, man, because it was like, I don't know. But by Saturday night, I feel like I had something to work with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I still don't have the 45 that is the 45 on the tour yet.
And I guess I never thought about how much actual material you're doing in between. Because, you know, once you get off, something happens in the room and you in the moment. You can do that for like 10, 15 minutes. You're like, oh, yeah, let me get back to this set. And you're like, I forgot that I was supposed to be working on this, but I got sidetracked with this dude kissing his girl while I'm here, you know, whatever. And then you're like, went off on tangent there. Then you had some stuff in there within that tangent. Yeah. And you're like, damn, what did I say? Because you can add that to something else. And it's like.
I always felt like the best part of ever like going on stage and doing stand-up and crowd work was to get the audience to be a part of the joke. You know, like once they feel like, oh, we're a part of this, and like just talking to them like they're a regular person on a porch, you know, like that was always the best feeling to me when they just felt like we're included.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I strive for that. Like that's why I really don't like being mean to audience members.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like they have to be an asshole for me to really just dig in and throw them on the grill. But other than that, I want everybody to feel like, yeah, like even if you sit in the front. You know, I'll be asking questions, or I'll be talking to them. I never make them feel embarrassed. Or
right.
Like, you know, I never try to be like, oh, you fucking her tonight? Is this the first date?
What's going on here?
That's always weird.
Yeah, so it could be weird for them, so I try to stray away from that. Like, y'all been together this week?
I forgot who it was, man. The dude was like, oh, y'all, first date, give him some pussy. It was like,
it's just awkward. Nah, it's awkward, man. You know, sometimes it could work, but it's a dice roll.
Like, hey.
And I try to have people, like, feeling comfortable, like, you know what I'm saying? Or I might just call you, you got your toes out. I'll be like, toes, what you think? You know, stuff like that. But I definitely want that inclusion. Like, we all got inside jokes together. Yeah.
And they, like, and they hold on to that, too, because they'll go to the show. And then after being in the comments and be like, remember when we did Florida? And the girl got kicked out.
Oh.
But she didn't. And everybody, I forgot what the term was, but they said that in the comments for weeks.
Yeah.
And they just kept yelling that out. And I forgot.
I felt so bad, man.
She got kicked out, and the husband was debating whether he was going to leave with her.
That's cold.
Yeah. But it became a thing where everybody. Yeah,
that's cold.
A distance.
And it became a thing where everybody was.
Baby, it's time to go.
Because he was all in.
He was fine.
He was the prime audience member. He was excited, ready to go, but she was just doing too goddamn much.
And they kicked her out?
Yeah. And then it was like.
Who was up?
Huh?
Well, she started with me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it wasn't. You know how they get progressively worse. So with me, it was kind of like, all right. And by the time he got up, then it was just.
Dang.
You know, he was supposed to leave too, because it was his job to keep her tame.
It's hard with somebody.
Sometimes you
can't.
But if that's not the dynamic in their relationship, he might not be able to control it.
And people
it like
in
that.
The comments was like, he knew before they walked in who she was and what she's like. So that's probably why he left.
He probably told her, though, before they got in, hey, if you start acting up, I'm just giving you the keys.
That's how he left with
and he had, oh, he left with
her. Yeah, he had to. Man. He hesitated, she was probably though. Like,
I'm gonna leave your ass then.
He didn't want to leave.
But he had to think about, if I don't go with her now.
It's going
to
be a long ride home.
And it was, how far they said they
It was a long drive. Yeah. They was from Jacksonville or something. They came in from
That's
Jacksonville.
That's what it was.
And it was like, man, you know, and they had, for some reason, their picture was there on the table or something, or they took a picture, and then the staff brought it to me. And I was like, man, them, you know. And even her, like, you know, they were fans, but she was just doing too much. Too much. And it was just like.
The club kicked her out. You were like, hey.
No, it was the club. I've never been like, hey, get this.
Oh, you, you never
snitch? Nah. The cats are fought on stage at my feet, and I'll still be like.
He probably was so happy.
They pay money.
I got a
rat. He brought her there to get some. Then he got kicked out. So if you leave with her, you definitely getting some. Because you're like, man, we missed this show and all. I saved up for 3 months.
Yeah, right. The guilt smash. That's... And then I proposed a question to the men. I was like, yo, if your girl is a complete ass in the show, she gets kicked out, are you leaving with her?
What'd they say for the most part?
Most dudes would like leave.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
What?
No.
I'm gonna be mad if
you get mad at me because you cut up.
Yeah.
You know what you did. You a grown woman, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what your actions created, and I'm not leaving. That's bullshit. And if you get mad at me, I'm like, you selfish. It might not end well for you as the chick. Because right. That's selfish, man. You know you fucked it up.
You know she's like,
now we both got to pay the price.
Right.
She's going to be like, I'm for so selfish. You ain't getting none of this.
So?
I ain't sharing.
You just break up.
You know what? It's over.
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Because that's selfish, man.
That's hella selfish. But you to act a fool and then you want everybody else with you to take your punishment. If you was a real stander, you'd be like, I'll go wait outside because I know I was wrong.
Yeah.
And you enjoy well,
what happened to the reprimanding her in the car? Like, hey, you can't do this.
I can do that after I finish the show. After I've had a good hearty laugh, finish my meal.
And then
you know
then
I mean?
You go deal with the bullshit.
Come back in the car and deal with the bullshit.
I put that in line with your friend that gets in a fight at the club.
You
and
gotta
you
fight.
Don't fight with him.
Right.
You just like, man, you was wrong. And he outside lumped up on the whole car ride home.
You gotta fight. You gotta fight with him.
That's different, though.
That's different.
That's your girl
that
with you in the
death.
Spot.
That's a different
she
thing.
She gonna get kicked out. She, you know, y'all kind of matching. She
it's not gonna end well either way. Let's say I do leave with her. Like the pressure was on. I'm not talking to you for a good month. So it's just gonna be tension in the crib. Because I'm going to be pissed.
Usually right. I take, if I go on a date, I'm taking them out because they want to go see it. So I really would be happy. Like, oh, cool.
No, they both was in. And then when you said Jacksonville, that was the running joke. Everybody kept saying Jacksonville in the comments for
Jacksonville,
weeks.
Man.
Jacksonville.
They drove a long way for the show.
He did not. I felt
out.
Bad for him because he did not want to leave.
He was having a good time, and he was a model citizen.
He was a good audience member.
He was leading the laugh.
He was quiet, listening.
Yeah.
But the man in me was like, but nigga, that's your fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you got to.
You got to nudge her. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Babies, you know.
You definitely got to do your part.
Yeah, you got to do your part. You just can't let it happen. He's like, she ain't with me. She crazy. You got to do your part.
You got to do your part, man.
Come on, baby.
You might have to text her. Shh, come on now. Yeah. Not here. Because sometimes you say it out loud and it becomes an argument.
Yeah.
So you got to text.
The audience is watching your every movement.
Like, you'd be like, come on, can you keep it down? She'd be like, oh, for these people? Oh. You going to entertain these people? Like, oh, shit.
Then that's
you just text. Come
but then,
on,
but then at that point, it's like, well, that's what you signed up. I wouldn't deal with it. And I think when Tony posed the question, we were like, we wouldn't even deal with somebody like that.
Nah.
Like somebody who either wanted me to leave or was acting a fool, and I couldn't be like, yo, chill, and they... I'm not dealing with
But what
you.
If they had an off day? What if the usually
alcohol,
you know?
They done,
yeah,
they
what if
drank
it was just
much.
Something that didn't hit
it
right?
It could have been a one-shot deal.
Right.
You know? Maybe that's why.
But I also expect you to be super apologetic, beyond the...
If I messed up, like, let's say me and Sabrina go somewhere, and I mess up the whole festivities, and I get kicked out, I'm like, look, you go back in there, you enjoy yourself, I'll be out here.
Are you going to send her...
I'm not going to be like, come with me.
You're going to be outside pacing, like...
I'ma just wait. I'ma just do whatever it takes. Right. Cause I messed up. You know what I mean? And so That would be selfish of me to be like, leave with me.
Right.
Oh, you stayed in there? Because I'm fucked up. Like, come on, man. What kind of thinking is that?
Like, remember when Kevin was working out at Flappers? And, you know, they have no phones. No phones.
Yeah.
And there was a table in the front. Girl got kicked out, I mean, immediately, taking her phone out. And she's like, well, my friends are in there. And they was at the table like... you saw the big ass sign that said don't and she came with like a party of like six and the five stayed and they was like no you took your phone
as they should have
we ain't why we gotta leave
that's slightly different though
it's the same thing you came in a group you didn't
know
how
friends,
to
friends you could leave easier
I don't know if one of those people is a dude or not, your girl
it's a bit different
but I'm leaving my girl too.
That's what you
wait your ass outside and think about what you did. I'm gonna shoot like a goddamn child. You think about your actions
and that nice dress that was caressing you all so he's like man nah you better get your ass out there.
I'm especially like I said I paid my money we're watching
but if she's standing outside you come out a security guard all in her ear like hey, your man left you in there like that.
Who do that?
She gonna be hollering. Yeah. She gonna be hollering.
What's your Instagram?
And I'm gonna come out. Did you tell him how you screwed up? Did you mention that? Your fine self.
He get taken.
You tell
back.
Him how you be cutting up in public and messing up the show. Tell him everything.
You a lot to deal with. Tell him it's shit that come with this.
This what you want, Doug? This is you into?
Are you right, player?
He put his phone back.
I didn't even know, dog. Look out.
Here's two tickets for next week, man. Bring somebody up.
Hey, that's a solid question. We got all the way over here from that one question.
Oh, yeah. That was a good question. No, it was a... That was a Patreon question.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a Patreon. That was question two.
Okay,
I got another question.
One more question.
DC?
Nah.
What are you talking about?
DC retired.
DC was ready to pitch and just pull back.
I didn't have a question, bro.
You always got a question, bro.
We did two audience. You supposed to have yours.
DC ain't coming back with the questions, bro. He's like,
I am coming back. This will be the last time you ask me if I have a question.
We'll wait.
My daughter's graduation threw me off, bro.
We'll wait for the special.
Blame your daughter's goddamn dream.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations, DC. DC is the whole success story, man.
Don't congratulate
DC. Parent, college graduate, successful.
I almost cried too, but I held back.
Nah, you should have cried.
She graduated college before you.
So social.
It's hard to keep up with the major,
right?
Because they asked me to see his major. I'd be like, media stuff.
It's something media, I think.
Yeah, from Spelman.
Yeah,
I was just out there too.
When was you there?
I was in Atlanta.
That's why he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, but I was there on Sunday.
And this was Avi or?
Avi.
Avi.
Oh, you okay, yeah.
I was there on Sunday.
Man, I didn't know my daughter's major either. I'm sitting there saying she's a music major.
Next year.
She's going to law school.
The little one graduates next year.
Dang, bro. Two college grads.
As a teenager.
Oh, you need another one. You need another one. I hate that guy.
Barely made it.
Successful.
I hate that guy when one graduates. You need another one.
Man. If you're a teenage parent and your kids graduate from college, you won.
You did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
And she said,
this would almost make me cry when she was like, a lot of people, they didn't believe in my mom and my dad because they were so young. And I was like,
oh,
we didn't believe. Like, I was one of those people. Get away from me. Get the fuck away from
me. Wait, she was giving a speech and she said that?
Yeah, she was giving a speech. I'd have been a folding chair.
Start grabbing shit.
Yeah, I might have something.
I saw Kevin Hart's trailer
for Fatherhood.
It looks good.
Man,
it looks really good.
I can't watch this. Yeah. The trailer almost got me.
It looks good.
I was like,
I just seen the funny part. I didn't see the whole.
Bro,
it looks good. I'm looking forward to
Fatherhood movie. If I watch a fatherhood movie, I'm a probably.
And I got the daughter. I was like,
no daughter,
no.
Single dad.
I can't watch this.
Coming for your tear duct.
Oh yeah,
for that speech. Oh.
Bro, I almost folded.
I'd be in the restaurant.
I don't know how you held me.
Y'all making fatherhood sound like a baby dying movie. I'm cool. I can't watch.
No, it's not a baby dying movie. But it was just. It's just like a John Q type movie. No. It's not that. It's me and you movie against the world.
Yeah.
But I was just like.
More like Pursuit of Happiness?
More like Pursuit of Happiness, okay. Yeah. I don't know the whole story, but, you know, when you put the dramatics in the movie and because it has some funny parts for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, I was like, nah, I'm not doing this to myself.
I laughed all through John Q. Man, that little boy had the biggest head in the world.
I think Craig was just looking for stuff to laugh at.
He got on screen like this old ass looking little boy.
Did you laugh when he's running around the bases and fell? That would have been cold. No.
I didn't, honestly, John Q.
What's wrong?
I was fine until the speech. And then I didn't
when he was
telling right when I think they were going to give him.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, you make as much money as you can. Yeah. Like, basically telling him all the stuff he did
wrong. Don't be afraid to sell out for a little bit of money.
And he was just, and I saw that he was just telling his son, like, you, because he knew he was going to jail.
Yeah.
Wait, did he die or he went to jail?
He went to jail. But he was just giving him them last lessons.
Because Denzel be dying in his movie. He died.
He be dying.
He started dying later. And then he just started dying in everything.
Nah, he died early.
Yeah.
He died in Glory.
He died in Glory.
Oh, yeah.
He died in the one where he hit with Dakota Fanning.
Man on fire.
Man on fire. He's been dying.
Did he die in Heart?
He died in Fallen.
Yeah, Denzel be dying.
I think he might have died in Cry of Freedom.
I think you're right.
That was before any of this.
Nah, he was hospitalized in Bone Collector, but he didn't die, I don't think.
Nah, he was paralyzed.
He died in the movie with John Goodman, I think, too.
Fallen.
He died in that, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Which one is that?
Fallen is the one that was
the spirit. Yeah, the spirit was switching his body.
On my side. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, you see that? That's a good one.
With Azazel.
Slept on. Huh?
With Azazel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
With a who?
That's the demon's name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he killed himself to try to trap the spirit.
And it got into a raccoon or some shit.
Remember he touched people and they start singing. That sounds like a crazy pedophile.
Yeah, what's the name of that? What's the name of the main character in there? I mean, the killer guy. Because he's a good character
actor.
I can't
remember who played the
I want to watch it again.
The killer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He died in Malcolm X.
Oh, yeah. Denzel be dying, yo.
I think he was the same bad guy from Cobra.
Yeah.
The one with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, was it him?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't him.
It might have been.
I think it was
a lot him.
When he acts.
You say
I think it was
it,
dude.
Yeah,
we got to pull him up in the comments. Someone in the comments pull up.
Because
that dude plays crazy very good.
Mm. Another question, babe.
Oh, yeah. We got it.
Oh, yeah. How we get on
I'm
that?
Back with my questions next Tuesday. Yeah. I'm going to have two fire ones.
What? Two?
I'm going to go on. Hey, man, happy birthday to DC and Tony Baker. You know what I'm saying? No, we didn't. Not on the show.
I thought we should take shots.
They share a birthday.
Right after this, we should take shots.
We said it, a couple of us said it last night to Tony, but
yeah, man, I said it on in the group chat to Tony also. So
I wasn't in that group chat. Happy birthday.
Once we stop airing, I'm done talking.
No, it was what you
Come on, man.
I ain't even dap him up today.
He did not. He did not dap me up.
Okay, so this question is from Sweet Granite Wilson.
What?
Sweet Granite Wilson.
Sweet Granite
Wilson.
Southern porn star.
Sweet Granite Wilson. Sound like a blues singer.
Sweet Granite.
I've been
dating this
girl. Hold on. Say hi to the graduate.
Oh!
Ivy, look. Ivy.
She ain't
talking to? She ordering Chick-fil-A right now.
Class.
I said, say hi to the
Say hi.
What's
congratulations.
Hi.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah,
the graduate.
You got to put on the camera.
Go.
You got to put on the camera.
Let's go.
Did the camera?
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You did
Come
it.
On.
You
Send
did
some
it.
Cash App money to the congratulator,
I'll hit
y'all.
You back later.
Bye. Yeah.
What?
Sorry, graduate.
What's her plans?
She don't know.
She fresh out.
She's 21, 22?
I remember
She want to stay in Atlanta?
I hope so.
Why?
I just don't want her back here with me.
Getting in there because she's grown now. She's been on her own.
I like
get into
Atlanta,
it.
Man.
Yeah, I love Atlanta.
Let's move to Atlanta as a group.
I can only do a little bit in Atlanta.
Yeah, me too.
That's too much for me.
Salt.
I'm not moving.
I did a couple months there. It was a bit much.
I can never move just because my family is, my whole family.
Everybody got excuses, man.
I love Cali. I'm just a Cali boy.
Yeah, it's my whole family. All
right, man.
No, I love Atlanta. I just love Atlanta too much.
If we move to Atlanta, as a group, we would never hang out because I have nobody to watch the kids.
I'll be in the strip
Here,
club.
I got. Well, you do that.
You hang out with
yeah, you do that everywhere. Yeah.
But nah, in Atlanta, I'll be there eating breakfast, lunch. I'll be, it's come through.
I would be fat in Atlanta.
I wouldn't
though.
Be in the garage no more. I'd be in the strip
Food
club.
Food is hella good in Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would be fat.
I can't imagine.
Everything
what
got a soul food.
You
twist.
Saw what was going on. You was there.
He's like, yeah.
They had fire ass vegan food too.
Everything was good. Everything.
You know what it is?
Good.
It's not just the food is good. The service, like how they make you feel in there while you eating the food.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, like them, hey, that baby. Southern, when I was eating in Atlanta, she was like, wait, what else you need? I was like, oh, it's a hug.
Like,
it was just,
man.
That, it was just so nice.
Put one right here.
Oh, that food was good.
All right, question, my bad.
Big ass. Big ass make the food taste better.
Instead of big ass?
Yeah. Make the food taste
just
better.
Off top.
Yeah.
Even if it's a dude that prepared it. He got a big ass.
He got that switch when he walked to the butter.
All right.
Like,
cake.
Oh, okay.
Why did you say that? Drew's pancake about to be fire.
You look at the dude.
He got to hit that turn.
As he walks off. Hey, man, I made it from scratch. But thanks, man. He walk off like, God damn.
He got to turn sideways to get to the table.
I went to this place called Barney's for brunch. They had the crispy edge pancakes.
Mm. Oh, that's always the best. Mm.
They had the they had salmon croquettes and then grits, waffles, chicken and waffles.
Talk about it, man.
Man, the red velvet cake.
Talk about taking my pants. They
brought, the line was extensive.
They came. That's too new. Red velvet. I'm like, you trying to be cutting edge?
Wait, did y'all have to wait in line and stuff when y'all was filming?
That's what held us up. We was waiting for mad long, huh, to get in there. Yeah, but once we got in there,
worth
I tore the food up.
Worth the wait. Yes.
You got to try the bee's knees.
What's that?
Fire soul food. Yeah, it's like a 2-hour wait. It's across the street from the Walmart. It only fits like 20 people in there. Damn. And there's a lot of big ass, so you know it's good.
I had some some vegan donuts.
Fire.
It was this Jamaican dude. He just didn't even keep his own store hours. He was like, "Yeah, I'll be there at 12. And he didn't even show up. He was like, "I'll be there at 3. He was like, "We had to just dip." So I was stalking that place the rest of the weekend. I'm like, drop back pants. He was never there. And then he showed up on like Tuesday night. He was there. And I went in there. Them donuts was
fire. My man don't have, he just worked whenever he feel like
he
working.
He just came, he's like, that's man, we were celebrating the Ethiopian celebration.
That's when you know you have fire product.
Breaded up gold teeth, but them donuts was right.
You don't go out of business with no business structure.
It was around the corner, a Jamaican spot that had good food. Rude service.
It's just like the Jamaican spot. Sometimes
rude service.
They
rude service.
Jamaican spots be good.
You like you can deal with rude service if the food is bomb.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And that's how we knew. Like the food here is gonna be good. Right. This dude is rude.
He cocky.
You know, they don't give a shit because they know this is gonna be good. So,
fine to see.
Nigga, what you want?
You'll be back. You'll be back. You'll be back.
They was like, that food was right.
I always walked in. They'd be like, "Bless up, brother." I'm like, "Hey, thanks, man."
All the food they about to get some money off you.
They got me.
That's how Everton Jones be in the Bay Area. They'd be like, "We ain't got no ribs." Everton Jones in the Bay Area barbecue. We ain't got no ribs. We ain't got no links. And you just be waiting like, "What you got?"
All right,
we'll take whatever you have.
Yeah,
please.
They're not the same anymore.
No, they're not.
When I was like,
but they're the only ones.
It was like, because they catered the Raider games too, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, now you'd be like, man.
Yeah, it's not the same no more. But
once they go corporate, they got that good check.
They got the name. Everybody knows you go to the Bay.
And when they don't have to compete with another legit barbecue place, they can just cut up.
Pressure's off.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody coming for your head.
The barbecue places really be, they don't be lasting like that. Like,
we got to eat one day in here.
Huh?
We got to bring some food in here
What are we going to do? We all going to bring some spot that we like? And just throw it out there.
I don't like a lot of spots out here, to be honest.
But if you bring a spot
that
you
like,
you know what I'm saying?
When he brings a spot he like, I bring a spot I like.
But they have to have an option for like, so you'll have to have the vegan option at that spot, too.
No.
But a lot of places, it's easier now to find a vegan option somewhere. And a lot of places do have vegan.
But it can't just be like a salad and fries.
There's some real vegan. I mean, I've had some really good vegan food.
I'll get you that cashew mac and cheese. Yeah, it ain't like real mac and cheese, but it's good for it.
I only like Sabrina's.
Sabrina's mac and cheese is fire.
That's the only vegan mac and cheese that I like. Every restaurant that I've gone to, even I went to one in Atlanta, not on this trip, but they were like, "We got the best mac and cheese. We won the best mac and cheese in the city against even regular mac and cheese." Shit. I went in there and it wasn't.
Yeah, I judged them all the time. Hold on, you got lobster, shrimp, bacon. This ain't mac and cheese. You overdid it.
That's a bold claim. Yeah. Like, we got the best vegan mac and cheese.
But now they won. It was like a competition.
They won over regular mac and cheese?
It wasn't, and it wasn't like they were saying it. It was like, "Yo, we won last year." And I said, "Hold on, cue it up." And then I was like, "Eh."
Who are the judges?
Prove it. I need to prove it.
I'm like, there's no way this beat regular mac and cheese.
Prove it.
I just can't see it. Anyway, we ain't proving.
Yeah.
Prove it.
Prove it.
All right. The question from Sweet Granite Wilson.
Sweet Granite Wilson.
I've been dating this girl for 10 months, and she has a 2-year-old son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I've grown attached to the baby as if he were my own.
Oh.
And the child recognized me as his father because his biological is a deadbeat and was out of the picture when he was only a few months old.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my girl on the verge of breaking up. But I'm mainly staying because I don't know how to leave the kid who I grew to love. I'm stuck between loving the child and hating my relationship. Any advice? Thank you.
I'm going to go last.
That's a tight.
This is easy. Man, it's only been 10 months. The baby's 2. The father been out of this a couple. It ain't been that long. You got plenty of chance to go about your business. Hey, the baby won't know you in another year. How about that? Give somebody else a chance to actually be there.
And you have
gotta,
a complete.
You gotta, Craig, get out.
Craig took my hands.
You gotta get out.
Like, get and out if you stay around, she gonna turn the baby against you anyway.
he ain't your daddy.
Yeah, well, the baby might say it. That's
the baby might
worst.
Be ain't my daddy.
And then you might wind up on child support somehow.
Right.
That which could 5 years. Which definitely could happen.
Right.
You gotta get out, fam.
All right. Well,
shake and bake. I thought it was a hard question.
Yeah.
I was like, nah.
I didn't want to be the mean one for once. I was like,
that's
my first thought was
Craig
got it. Out.
Yeah, Craig held it
10
down.
Months, baby couple. Nah, that ain't adding up. If it was like 8 years old, you in there.
I crap. Feel the attachment, but you got to dip.
Yeah, you got to
live your
back.
Life kid free. You
find
know,
somebody.
Treat him like that fun fifth grade friend that you had a great year with.
Watch him from afar. Like,
yeah,
if
to
you got
schools.
That girl's Instagram, keep up with them just quietly.
Right.
And just to make sure that the baby's good years down the line. But don't
stay.
Don't force that.
And you might be mad if you raise him and the real dad come around.
Back, right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know he going to pull rank.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, but he's
a
my
girl
dad.
Got mad at me for a long time because I didn't date her because she had kids. And I was like, it's not because you have kids.
Mm.
I was like, because I'm going to get attached to the kid.
Yeah.
And if we don't work, then I'm like, well, I'm going to stay around.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
Uncle Chaz.
Yeah, I just made it a point never to date women with kids only because I know me. I love kids. I was like, I got to hang out with little homie, man.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple uncles that wasn't really related to me. I
was like, oh, right. And then, sweet, man, it's like, you know, the pressure's all like, you don't have to stay in a relationship.
Because
I get it.
Kids.
I get it when people right. do it when they have the actual kids as their kids. I get that. But right. even they're miserable for the sake of the kids. But you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, toxic ain't good for nobody.
Nah, you don't have to stay in a bad relationship for the kid that's not even yours. But I get the attachment.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
It's going to be hard, but, you know.
You're changing. And especially at that age, man, they loving and cuddly and they fun. And they, you feel it. You feel all that.
You ain't going to play games with a kid that ain't mine.
Right.
right. You know what I mean?
Nah. And not
no, you can't take him this week.
And,
no,
been
right,
10
your baby.
And it's only been 10 months. I know
months.
That feels like okay. it's only been 10. And like Craig said, realistically, that kid you dip, it's not going to
he's
know
not going to remember
who
you
the
when
hell
you
were.
Sweet.
The garbage man could come in. He's going to be like,
they don't. They
he's
don't
not going to remember you, sweet.
He's
keep
not,
that dude. In the back of your mind.
Yeah.
He's not.
You remember him,
remember
but he
you.
Has no
What's
idea.
No clue.
I don't remember no dudes when I was two.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't even know if my dad is my dad. Who knows? He could have came around when I was three.
Right.
Who knows?
I got no recollection. So,
good question, though.
Yeah, that's a great question, sweet. So, yeah, man, get
you
out
you
of there.
You don't have to do that.
Shake and bake, baby.
Hug that little baby and then just deuces.
Yeah. Rick and Bobby, shake and bake.
Yeah. You can't even have to talk later where it's like, man, I just stuck around for you. I didn't even like your mom.
Right.
You're like, what? Mm-hmm. You don't like my mama, nigga?
Yeah. My mom's everything.
Yeah.
I wonder how
my real dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Square up on her?
Yeah, the square up is coming.
I wonder how old dude is, though.
Who's sweet?
Yeah.
Granted.
Because we all 30 plus, like, get out of there.
Right. Yeah. Ask him, how old are you?
He's not.
We like 10 months.
I know he's not live, but he'll hear the question, and hopefully he'll just be like.
Let us know how old you are in the
Because he could be a dude who may be older and didn't have kids or something. You know what I mean?
He could be.
And I mean, I get it when you just like.
With the name Sweet Granite Wilson, he could be 56.
He could be 78.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what made me think about it. He could be an
Sweet
old player.
Sweet Granite Wilson. I feel like an old prisoner in here. Man, 10 months, that ain't no time, man.
Well, that
eat that for breakfast.
That does change the game if he's like 78 and he's never had
it
a
does.
Kid.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, this is my only little, I hold on to this.
I just assumed. Younger
I
person.
Feel like he's in his 20s to 30s.
Man, even at 78,
like
I'm like, man, go enjoy those couple years you
right,
got
yeah,
left.
Yeah,
you don't need that stress.
Yeah. If the relationship ain't working.
And there's plenty of women with kids out there with no daddy.
Oh, yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
If that's your thing. If that's your thing.
That's the bright side.
Yeah.
You'll find another one, I guarantee it.
Get older. You got to get your older kid.
Yeah.
Come in when they're about 12.
Yeah. The one that you know, is going to remember.
Yeah.
You know what
now
mean?
You gotta
so
come
yeah,
at 16, give him a job at the local market real quick. He looks real good to his mama.
You know what I'm talking about?
For the record, guys, the ladies in the Patreon said they agreed with us on the leaving the baby.
Oh, good.
Okay.
They was like, my baby be fine.
I thought
they
agreed
gonna know
with the
you.
Idris thing. That's
they, no, they did say they did want to see it. What is it called? Mukbang when you eat?
Oh, I told they've been wanting that.
They said they was,
we've been saying
that
for a few
they
hours.
Said they were like, sounds like seeing all them lips smacking. No offense, but I will watch y'all eat.
They, we got
to
eat, bro.
We got to
eat.
They
started
getting, down
it went from DC and Craig to they just started getting more reckless. Like, I watch all y'all. Yeah, no offense. I mean, hey, no offense.
We got to eat, bro. We talk about
eat.
Food all the time.
Food.
I'm super down.
Yeah.
Can we eat in there?
We'll be getting soft.
Who
got to
ask Tony?
Tony V.
sauce see all over up. The mics and
it
gotta
be something within reason though. We can't come in here with
ribs. Barbecue.
Yeah, ribs and it gotta be easy finger food.
Yeah. I'm easy finger food.
It'd be getting nice. Well.
Fruit.
Nah,
you keep
we should start with fruit. We should start with fruit.
No,
let's start with fruit.
I got some DC. I'll bring some canepas.
Yeah, some nice oranges and
I'm not
the orange. Man, you better dig into the fruit.
Exotic fruits. We start with some exotic.
How you gonna say orange?
Star
fruit.
Did
you say orange?
I'm with it. Dragon fruit.
Well, let's get the hell out. All
right, come on.
Oh, tacos.
Yeah. That's sloppy, though.
And it's a Tuesday, though.
Nah, there's different types of tacos.
If we find a Taco Tuesday
yeah.
in Silmar,
which is easy.
No, no, you got to bring your tacos from wherever you're coming from. You don't have to just come to Silmar and get some. Get your own tacos and bring them.
Bring
from your spot.
From your taco spot that you like.
I got a vegan taco
but tacos with lettuce be all over the place. You don't have to. That's not how you do your tacos.
Cilantro.
I know when I talk to my
DC
taco people,
gonna be
they
trash.
Do it the same way.
Like, once you brought out lettuce, I was like, what, you got a Taco Bell?
He gonna have persimmon tacos.
The real cheese.
DC is going to Taco Bell, unwrapping his, putting his in a
cilantro. I'm going to have a Dorito wrap taco. You're like, this is a natural one.
Crunch.
Because he going to forget, you know, he prepared last minute.
Because Taco Bell tacos don't get messy. The street tacos don't get messy.
Nah, it depends because you could buy the Taco Bell taco in the wrong spot and the whole shit just collapses.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the little grease be coming out the bottom. Mm. Like, ah, shit.
I'm hungry, man.
Look at let's get out of here.
All right, we out of here. DC, what you got, man?
I'm chilling.
Oh,
relaxing. Prove it shirts. Yeah. DCUrbanComedy.com. Buy you a Prove It shirt.
When you get proved wrong, bro, you so funny. Oh,
that should be so funny, bro. That last one, you threw the water at the screen. Flatline.
I'd be mad they can do it when they prove me because they be talking shit.
Yeah, they do it. Yeah, they do it.
Hey, fucking
knife.
Buddy.
DC, I'm about to prove you wrong.
I was like, this guy.
The dude with the knife, he was like, good. All right, you guys should be working. You guys should be working, but I guess you're going to do this. 15 hours, you should be too tired.
Prove it. Craig?
Hope y'all are liking Bigger. Bigger's out right now. Craig Wayans.
Bigger's killing on Twitter, though. It's all killing right. on Twitter.
Congrats, Brody.
You got some good response from it.
Damn, man.
It's pretty funny.
I've got nothing. Oh, I got See My Society. Got who's? I got Craig Wayans.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Gregory.
Craig came on. DC.
I can do it, bro. I'm here.
We're good here, DC.
Wow.
Look, he tells
Ouch.
You today. We Ouch. Shot a couple days Ouch. Ago. He told you today. Hey, I can
Ouch.
Do it.
We're fine. We're fine. I've got everybody I need.
That's dumb.
Right. Dion. Oh, Dion was there. Wait. Dion was there.
I would like to.
Dion.
I got Dion the next. Brody would do it.
Brody would. I'm going to call Brody.
May I please be on your
Chris
show?
Chris Need would do it.
No.
Yeah, okay, right. Cool. All right.
DC's had funny. Ample chances. Ample.
That's funny.
So, yeah, so that's out when you watch this. So watch me sit down with Craig Wayans.
All right.
Very YouTube, C-Minus Society.
Wait, Kia?
I don't think nothing soon. A month from now, I guess, Bay Area, I'll be at Tommy T's. It's a one-nighter.
Get your
June
tickets.
24th.
One
night only, June 24th. Get your tickets.
Turn up.
Come get with
and other than that, KeonPoly.com to get any merch that you want.
I got the Gerald Gorilla shirts. I'm the one. These are on sale for a week only. Hey. So get them while you can. You know what I'm saying? 1 week only. So these are available now. Click the link in my bio on Instagram. You can scoop yours. The patrons get a discount code.
You got to teach me how to do that.
Discount code?
Yeah. Well, for my Patreon.
Just give them a discount code.
How do you create it? That's what I'm saying. I don't know where to create it from. With it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know how to.
Just do it, nigga.
I was like, I need to do it.
Do it. No,
put it in there, man.
Shout out to Keith Poley, Keon's brother. He said Chaz the president. Chaz, change the name to Chaz and the Issues Crew. I'm just saying.
Man, look out,
Keon.
Man. So,
he's
Keith.
Lying to you.
Young Keith Poley.
I'm the one shirt.
Shout out.
Available now.
But you see
yeah, I'm the one.
Get yours while you can. And I don't think I got any shows coming up. So, yeah, y'all. I feel like I need to promote something else. But I think
you don't have any shows coming up?
Nah.
Verbal Cardio.
I'll check out Verbal Cardio. Nice. Nice. If you didn't watch it, you know, I just dropped it yesterday. New Verbal Cardios come up on Wednesday, so pull up on those. Last episode, interview D Smoke.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That's going to be hard. I seen that picture.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. He
was cool.
Super cool.
I like D-Smoke from
Ultra
Englewood.
Cool.
Englewood.
Yeah, super cool.
Super positive.
You have Sir?
I want to bring
Yeah, I want to have Sir on. I got a hit list of people I want to bring on the show. So I've been
everybody
asking around.
But DC. Don't let DC on the show, man. He's gonna say no. He's gonna keep denying the invitation.
He's gonna fold up
yeah,
on
man.
It. I'm so doing it.
My daughter's graduating. I can't. I would love
be quiet,
to. But...
You didn't yeah, show up to the birthday party.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna let it ride. No, nah, shut the hell up, man.
But anyway, y'all, if y'all got any questions for us, ask us in the comment section on YouTube. Ask us in the comment section. YouTube will tackle them on the show. Thank y'all for tuning in. These shows are getting too long, man. This is ridiculous.
It's actually shorter than it has been.
Hour and 42.
That's actually shorter than
it. You're going to have to cut it anyway. So
yeah, we got to cut some stuff out.
Anyway, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Where's the...
We out here.